High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 5-2 Garner Valley Jaguars and your 3-4 Strathaven Panthers.
If ball comes out, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers recover. Terrific hustle to knock it loose. Has a man out there, and Smith leaps, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a grab by Smith.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Just 3 weeks to go in the regular season. It's hard to believe. It seems like it's gone very, very quickly. But suddenly, we're in week 8 of the high school football season. It's starting to feel like football weather. And both teams tonight, the host Garner Valley Jaguars and the visiting Strathaven Panthers, both looking for a big finish and a berth in the District 1 playoffs at their respective classes. Good evening, everybody. Glad to be bringing it to you. An abbreviated, slightly abbreviated pregame tonight. We had a few technical difficulties getting started, so thanks for joining us. Just a couple minutes late, but Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight on my, I guess, home turf, if you will. This is the community where I live, and I will just get that out of the way right away. So Strathaven through and through in my heart here, but my address is in Garnet Valley. So it's just a great night to see a lot of people that I know from around the community. They always do absolutely Class A production here at for football games. We're treated beautifully, as always, but it's just a great, great night for football. Homecoming weekend for the 5-2 Jaguars, trying like crazy to stay alive in the 6A playoff picture. 7-3 probably gets you in, but it's not a guarantee at the 6A level. And so 5-2, Garnet Valley with Strathaven tonight, Springfield, and then they finish up in 3 weeks with Conestoga. They have their hands full. And speaking of having their hands full, Strathaven at 3-4, three tough ones still to go. Obviously, Garnet Valley tonight, Radnor next week, and then finish with Marple Newtown, one loss Marple Newtown. The Panthers trying to get to 4-6 at least, maybe 5-5. 6-4 would be awfully nice at the 5A level, Mike Mayer.
5-5 would probably get him in, possibly 4-6. The problem with a 4-6 record, though, is almost, we made the playoffs, but you're going to end up as a bottom seed, which means you're going to play the best team out there or one of the best two teams out there. And, so that almost, short of an upset, sort of a remarkable comeback, is almost a one-and-out type situation. So always nice to make the playoffs, but you'd rather do it in a 5-5, 6-4, because 6-4 would probably finish you middle of the pack, which means your first game probably was somebody very comparable to your own record. So but what's going to be interesting tonight is Garnet Valley does not have the powerhouse team they've had. They've lost to very good teams and two teams that Haven's already lost to. So, this has the markings for a potential good game. I think Garner Valley's big advantage, and you saw it in the Daily Times today with the picks, from my perspective, is they have over 100-man roster, and they will basically play 11 on offense and 11 on defense, and then they have substitutions to boot. So I think if this game is close come the third, halfway through the third quarter into the fourth, we'll see whether Garner Valley's rest and ability to keep their athletes off the field will have worked. For Haven, of course, the good news is this isn't the first two games of the season we're playing for a full 48 minutes can be completely exhausting. They're probably used to it by now, and of course the weather's much more comfortable. But I think that's what we're going to be looking for. I think the other thing we're going to look for is, you know, Haven's had a terrible problem trying to make tackles on a consistent basis, and Garnet Valley wants to run the ball. Their quarterback, as we pointed out in the 50-yard line, is their third best rusher. They have run for some serious yards. They're not necessarily great scoring powerhouses, but, you know, this is not a team that you want to get down by a couple of touchdowns, certainly, and try to come back on that, particularly with Haven's desire to run the ball as well. They don't really want to throw it if they don't have to.
So Strathaven, again, has played, well, you know, 3-4, and everybody we've talked to says, my goodness, this team looks like a much better team than a 3-4 record. And frankly, they could be, but
yes.
Your record is what it is.
Yes.
And they've played a few teams tough. Certainly, Interboro and Haverford come to mind. Garnet Valley as well, 5-2, but both of those losses, a one touchdown game, essentially.
Right.
Ridley put it away late, but with 1 minute to go, or 3 minutes to go, that game was tied before a halfback option pass beat them with 3 minutes to go,
right,
here on this turf at Mo DeFrank Stadium. But, again, then they go to overtime with Haverford and lose by six, and had a chance to tie it in their only overtime possession. And, of course, Strathaven lost by six on that same field. So you never really know. What we can say is that Strathaven has been absolutely competitive with really everybody they've played, and even last week with Springfield, fell apart late, and the score was stretched out.
Well,
but, boy, they had trouble moving the ball a week ago against a very tough run defense.
Springfield has a habit of finishing up very strong the second half. In the first half, they definitely hung with them. Second half, statistically, you know, Springfield's not a powerhouse scoring team either. They're a very good defensive team, and they score points. And when you have a good defense, you only need to score two or three touchdowns, and you'll probably win most of your games. But in Haven's case, what happened in the second half, Springfield just kept the offense off the field.
Yeah.
You know, the time possession was 18-6. Well,
yeah,
if you're already down on points, it's tough to come back. And, in fact, Haven's only touchdown was a run back on a kickoff. So they effectively shut down the Panthers the entire second half. And, of course, that's something that Coach Clancy has had to have talked to his kids about. You know, we can't allow that to happen. We can't be so fully shut down. We're not a team that can necessarily go into a second half leading by 14. So we have to be able to score, and we have to be able to move the ball.
Strathaven, again, without a couple of starters tonight. Let me get to Makai Hill in just a moment. But Van Bobo out entirely. Jay Smith still out. So, again, two guys that they are hoping to get back in the weeks ahead, but not entirely sure. I mentioned Makai Hill, who will only play on defense tonight. He is limited due to an injury, but he's going to give it a go on the defensive side of the ball. For Garnet Valley, their leading rusher, Danny Guy, is out tonight. He was injured midway through last week's win over Pencrest, and unfortunately he is out as well. So both teams dealing with injury in their offensive backfield. Garnet Valley, though, with really a bevy of backs. You look at what they've had over the last couple of years. Think back a few years ago to Justin Pyle and then Derek West each of the last two seasons, where they really had a feature back, a guy who's going to go get you 12, 13, in Pyle's case, 1,700 yards in the Delco Player of the Year. This year, they are spreading it out over five or six ball carriers with 200 yards or more, and again, just rolling horses in and out of there and can wear teams down. They do have just a few two-way starters this year. It's not a full platoon as they've had in seasons past, but still, numbers and depth certainly favor the Jaguars on most nights, and certainly going into tonight. Captains are ready to meet at midfield. For Garnet Valley, number 11 is Matt Burba. He is joined by number 78, Alex Yao, an offensive lineman. Number 34 is Don Bertone, and number 92 is Andrew Dawson. For the Panthers, John Harar meeting and shaking hands out there with Evan Atzevez, Zach Nulon, and number 56, Ben McFetridge. So four captains tonight for the Panthers, and they'll meet at midfield. Panthers in their their road white uniforms, silver helmets and black pants. Garnet Valley with the Garnet jerseys, black numbers that sometimes make it tough to see, but we've seen worse, I will say that. Not too bad. White helmets, white pants with the Garnet paw on either side. Strathaven has won the toss and decided to defer. They will defend the end zone to our left and kick it away to Garnet Valley to start things. So Garnet Valley will be receiving the opening kickoff and move right to left, we presume, once this game gets underway. Thanks in advance to our buddies at DelcoTimes.com and everybody up at WNPV1440.com, our friends in Lansdale who are tweeting and updating us on scores around District 1. We'll keep you posted around the Central League, the rest of Delaware County, and really all of District 1 and 12 as we go on tonight. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short time out. Be back for the Star Spangled Banner and the opening kickoff. Jaguars and Panthers ready to rock and roll here at Moda Frank Stadium. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive on avonfootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the Garnet Valley High School Chorus, directed by Krista Master. So when she's not giving my kids piano lessons,
I was going to say, how did you know who directed that?
She's my kids' piano teacher. We've known her a long time, and she does a tremendous job in many aspects here in the music and theater departments in the school district. But great job by the chorus. Again, we were dodging floats on the walk in here, Mike. It's homecoming weekend. The Garnet Valley Hall of Fame induction ceremony was pregame tonight. The Strathaven's band was spectacular, as always, in the pregame, and we are finally ready to play some football here. We'll keep you posted on scores from around Delaware County. A game last night, Interboro and Glen Mills. Interboro sneaks out of Glen Mills with an 8-0 victory. So Interboro has now gone to 7-1, but we'll talk more about that later. Winless Harrington at Ridley tonight. Lower Marion at Upper Darby. Marple Newtown at Haverford is another really big game in the Central League race. We'll keep you posted on that one. And Springfield is taking on Pencrest in the Central. So Emmett Young has it teed just inside the left hash mark. He's going to kick it away to the ever-dangerous Jacob Buttermore. He's scored from pretty much anywhere on the field in any way possible. He's scored on special teams on defense and several times on offense. He is flanked to his left by, I believe, number one, Denny Nealon. All right, here we go. Emmett Young is approaching. The right footer sends a line drive towards Buttermore, who's going to take it on the dead run at the 15-yard line. Comes to his left, up the left hash, and he is spun down at about the 25-yard line. Pretty good coverage there for the Panthers, and Garnet Valley's offense looks like this. Nick Giuliano is your senior quarterback. Jacob Buttermore is in the backfield. We'll see a combination of Matt Lassick back from injury, Austin Patton, Dom Bertone, Drew Mayers, and, again, a host of backs. Wide receiver is Colin Davis. Tight end is John Rickey. Tommy Mahoney is your center. Alex Yao, Ryan Shomo are the guards, and the tackles Chad Rivnak and Joey D'Antonio. Two wide receivers to the left. Kind of a veer option formation most of the time here for Garnet Valley. And Giuliano, under center, back split behind him. Turn, give is to the halfback, and off the left side is Bertone going absolutely nowhere. Nice work there by the Panthers, staying home and making a stop. Sean Daly back in the lineup at free safety. He's joined by his teammates in front of him. Rob Dubois up front, along with John Harar on the ends, John Hara on the end, Lee Holbert and Brandon King on the inside, Ethan Belleville and Ryan Marcy, inside backers Jake Fisher and Makai Hill, the outside backers Tommy Foster and Jemai Springfield, the corners, and like I said, Sean Daly in center field at free safety. Second down and a long 10. Option look now. Late pitch comes to the outside on the left side, and tripping over the turf at the 28-yard line is Bertone. Gain of just 3. Had more to go there, but again, the turf monster came up and got him, and third and 8 now for the Jags.
Yeah, they had actually lost a yard on that first play, which I was a little surprised at.
Third down and 8. Opening drive of the game. We're inside of 11 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Scoreless, of course. 28-yard line is where they'll snap it from the left hash. Two receivers split to the far side. Giuliano under center. Again, back split behind him. Option look. Now they give it down right down the middle and going absolutely nowhere. Good job by Jake Fisher and Lee Holbert to stand up the halfback. Again, black on dark jerseys is tough to read from up here, but that's Bertone on the stop and maybe a yard. Maybe a yard, and it's going to be fourth and seven. Panther defense forces a three and out to get things started. Nice work there by the silver and black. So, here we go. The punt spiraling and off the side of the foot and headed a terrific roll for Garnet Valley. It's going to roll inside the 30, down near the 25-yard line. Rossini's going to let it die there, and the offense will come out on the field at the 26. Evan Atsevez is your senior quarterback. He's joined by Zach Nulon at fullback. Halfbacks tonight are Nick O'Connor in place of Makai Hill and Hunter Mazur. The tight end, of course, is Big John Hara at 6'9". Split end is Tommy Foster. Brian Dozier, your center. Rob Dubois and Ryan Morris, the guards. Lee Holbert and Ben McFetridge are the bookend tackles. They go with a two tight end set. Dan Reeves into the game, tight end to the left. I formation, dotted by Hunter Mazur. So on first and 10, Panthers will snap it from their own 27. 10:06 to play here in the opening quarter. First drive of the game. Gives the tailback. This is Hunter Mazur, who is going to push his way out to the 30. Gain of about three on first down, and Panthers with a different look there than the wing tee to get things started. Not too bad. Jaguar defense includes Chad Hrivnak off the strength of three sacks a week ago against Pencrest. He was the Central League Player of the Week. Rob Monticello, Josh Shiraki, and Joe Thomas join him up front. Get to the linebackers and secondary in a moment. Second down and seven. Panthers with a more traditional wing tee look from the Kevin Clancy perspective, and they're going to have to talk this thing over. Timeout Strathaven. There's some confusion here with the formation, but in the meantime, it'll give us the rest of the Garnet Valley defense. So we said, mentioned the down four, a 4-4 look. Don Bertone, Charlie Coslett, Shane Donegan, and Dave Wood Jr. are your linebackers. We'll see some of Sean Shoemaker at times as well. The corners are Nick Westberg and Denny Nealon. Sam Rudolph is your safety.
Who punted that ball for Garnet Valley?
I did not see.
Okay,
actually,
no problem. We're having real trouble reading their numbers up here.
Yeah, it's the ninth grade team for Garnet Valley has suited up tonight, and they have bright white numbers on their jerseys.
Yeah,
on the Garnet jerseys, but black numbers on dark jerseys. Tough to see from up here, but we'll do the best we can with it. Second down and seven. Tommy Foster into the game now. Split end to the right. Wing T behind Atsevez from the 30-yard line. Motion man and give on a jet sweep is to Jemai Springfield. Jemai up across a 30. He is spun down at the 34-yard line. It'll bring up third down in about three as Springfield goes for about five. Nice work there by the Panthers running jet. And we'll call it third down and three. They'll snap it from the 34-yard line. Springfield checks out of the game. And see what the Panthers can run from here. You're joining us late. Garnet Valley went three and out. Three carries by Don Bertone to start things. Panthers trying to change it up here. I formation, wing to the right. Gives to Hunter Mazur. He's across the 30 to the 32. He's going to be, 35 to 37. He's going to be a yard shy. Fourth and one upcoming. Nice work there by number 57 on the stop. That's Rob Monticello. Monticello, three-year starter at defensive tackle, is been absolutely outstanding, and the defense holds up and punt formation for the Panthers. Zach Nulon comes in averaging 39 yards per punt. He's been terrific. Eight out of the 19 attempts this season have been downed inside the 20. Two return men stand at the 30-yard line. Buttermore is one of them. Nulon steps into it, flag on the play, and this is boomed at the 30-yard line. Catching it on one knee is Nealon at the 30-yard line. So we'll check the flag here. If this is against Strathaven, I wonder if they'll make him kick it again. If it's against Garnet Valley, you're going to be looking at Strathaven first down here.
Okay, flags on both sides of the field, too. That's against Strathaven.
A formation penalty or what? Let's see. All right. Well, we'll await the signal here. Illegal procedure against Strathaven. So will they make them kick it again?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Nulon, fourth and one. Now turns into fourth and six, and Nulon will be back on to kick it again. So Buttermore and Nealon now wait at their 35-yard line. Waste of a pretty good kick and
yep.
No return, but see if Zach can Let one fly again. All right, here we go. Panthers will kick it again. Fourth and six now. Snap is a good one. Neulon steps into it. Line drive kick is going to back up Neil into about his 35-yard line. And on the reverse, here comes Buttermore up the near sideline, 40, 45, 50. Buttermore with speed, 35, 30. That one man to beat. Can Neulon get him? No! Touchdown, Garnet Valley. They ran it against Pencrest on the reverse. They do it again a week later, and this time for six. Call it 64 on the punt return touchdown, and Jacob Buttermore has done it again. He scored from everywhere on the field this year. He scored on defense. He scored multiple times on the ground, once through the air, once on an interception return, and now his second return touchdown of the season gives the Jags an early 6-0 lead. They ran the same play last week against Pencrest. He ran it down inside the 5-yard line, and the Panthers were burned on that one. Extra point on the way, up and good. Off the foot of number 10, Jason Rose, and Jags up 7-0 early. Panthers will try to answer when we come back. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Well, sometimes when you see it on film, it still can't be stopped. Jacob Buttermore showed it a week ago and does it again. High end over and kick's going to come down. Hunter Mazur from the 1-yard line. Straight up the middle goes Mazur. He's across the 20 out to the 22-yard line, so give him 21 on the return. Nice work there by number 99, Jeremy Lauer, on the stop for the Jaguars. And the Panthers now trail at 7-0. That's their second return touchdown allowed this season. Gave up a long one to Haverford early in the second half that hurt, and this one puts them in a 7-0 hole at the 7:55 mark now of the first quarter. Tommy Foster split end to the right, wing tee behind Atsevez. First and 10, give us to Zach Neulon for the first time. Neulon is dropped after a short gain of 2. Not much doing there. Joe Thomason on the stop for the Jaguars. So, Mike, Panthers digging out of an early hole here, thanks to the special
teams. It was
an
amazing run back because it looked like they were going to close the hole down and just tackle him, and I guess distances are perceiving from up here. He just ran through it. I don't know. It almost looked like nobody was really trying that hard to get him.
He's just fast. He is absolutely speedy, and we'll talk more about Buttermore in a moment. On second down and 8, this is Mazur off the left side. He bounces back to his right, still on his feet, into the secondary. Stiff arm at the 34 and tumbles out to the 35-yard line. Give Mazur 11 and a first down. Nice work there for the Panthers senior. Moves the chains for the first time tonight for Strathaven. Clock ticks, 7:09, 7:08 and counting to play. Panthers will snap it from their 35. Atsevez under center. Tight end to the left is John Harrah. Double wing. Back to pass for the first time. Flag on the play. All right.
That was a
pre-snap
pass play,
flag.
Too.
And yep, he wanted to go back and look for Foster out here in the flat. Panthers will get called for their second illegal procedure penalty of the evening. Have some guests here joining us in the press box. Garnet Valley fans and students. I don't know how long they're allowed here in the Strathaven press box, but we'll welcome Neela and Nolan here for the moment anyway.
They have money? Right. Do they have money?
I don't know. Panthers will snap it again here from their 30-yard line. First and 15 now after the illegal procedure. Foster split into the right. Now a little pass over the middle is batted down. They were looking for John Harrah on a little pop pass, but nice work there by the defensive end. I'm sorry, outside linebacker Dom Bertone to swat it down. Pass falls incomplete. Like the idea. Load up everybody on the right side, see if you can isolate Harrah, but good work there to not bat the ball down by Bertone. Second and 15 now for the Panthers at the 30-yard line. Foster split end to the right. Double wing. Motion man is Hunter Mazur. They give it to him on the jet sweep. He's got a little bit of room as he turns upfield and still on his feet and breaking tackles. Hunter Mazur, much like a week ago on that kickoff return, breaking tackles all the way out to the 42-yard line. Picks up 12. And it's now third and a much more manageable 3 yards. We can't give up on Mazur, can we? Mazur just keeps those legs moving. We can't give up on him, Mike.
No, he was amazing. you know, the coaches try to coach that all the time, but there's an inclination to get hit and then stop. But don't stop. Keep those legs moving.
Big play here for the Panthers. I formation dotted by Hunter Mazur. Split end to the right, and they give it to Mazur out of the eye, and he is belted right at the 40-yard line. He'll lose a couple this time. Panthers had a chance to pick up the first there. They go out of the eye, and they are met by a wall of Garnet Valley defenders there. 57, Rob Monticello in the neighborhood, along with number 53, Josh Shiraki. And now Panthers on to punt for a second time. Buttermore and Nealon stand deep to return. This did not go well for the Panthers about 3 minutes ago. Fourth and five here. Zach Nealon takes a low snap and juggled it, and now he's going to fall on top of it. And, boy, it's gone from bad to worse here in the Panthers special teams. If you think about the illegal procedure penalty, what that cost you. The first punt was caught on a fair catch at the 30-yard line. They have to re-kick it, 60-yard touchdown. Now another penalty sets them back to first and 15. They can't pick up the first, and now a low punt snap turns Nealon into just falling on top of it at the 32-yard line. Great field position for the Jaguars, and they have split backs now. Patton and Buttermore behind Giuliano under center. Receivers are split. First and 10 from the 31. Giuliano, keeper on him off that right side, and he's dumped there at the 25-yard line. Fisher, Holbert, and Harrah in on the stop. But still, Giuliano picks up five. They'll spot it at the 31-yard line, and good pickup on first down for the Jaguars. Giuliano on the keeper for the first time tonight.
Well, I tell you, I can't emphasize enough how much Haven has to stop this drive right here.
Two receivers to the left. Backs are split. Giuliano, second man through. This is Patton across the 20. First down, Jaguars, as they'll stop him at the 19. Gain of 7.
And a first.
I believe that's Austin Patton standing up. Is that 45 coming up out of the pile there? Maybe, maybe not. Turn around, young man. Nope, that was Buttermore. All right, so Buttermore picks up 7, and they'll move the chains. They huddle quickly and break out of it quickly. Two receivers to the left. Backs are split. Giuliano turns. Give on the option and late pitch, and here he comes. Down near first down marker again. He's going to pick up about 11 inside the 10. It'll be first and goal to go. Late pitch again. That one went to Buttermore, I believe. Checking into the game, Zalik Wooten in for Matt Burba. So they go two tight ends here on first and goal from the 8. Backs are split. Two tight ends, single receiver out to the left. Giuliano gives and straight up the middle, nearing the goal line. Ball is out. Scramble for it. Let's see. Still loose in the end zone. I don't know. It is. Touchdown. I don't know. Touchdown is called. Did not see who came out of the pile with it. Fumble into the end zone. And Garnet Valley recovers the fumble. Did not see who landed on it.
Well, this gets back to the story about football gods. When they're against you, they're against you. It was an opportunity to stop this drive and get a touchback to 8 out in the 20. And Garnet Valley recovers it in the end zone for the touchdown.
3:59 to play in the opening quarter. Jacob Buttermore will attempt the extra point. Ball spotted, kick is away. It has plenty of leg, and it is good. 3:59 to play here in the first quarter. Two big-time special teams mistakes for Strathaven have cost them. 14 points on the board for the Jags. Cashing in on the Panther mistakes. They'll try to turn it around when we come back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Jaguars pounce on a fumble in the Panther end zone. 14-0 Garnet Valley. High end of a run kick. It's going to come down to Hunter Mazur at the 5-yard line. Across the 15-20. Up the left hash and down at about the 29-yard line when they unpile. And the Panther offense will try to get this thing going again. So, Mike, you know, the Panthers have had, you know, pretty reasonable distances on third down a couple of times and have come up short. Need to do a little better than the 36% conversion rate they've had coming in tonight.
Well, there's that. I mean, look, I think that one of the problems is that the Panthers are fairly predictable at the stage of the game, and so they're easier to defend against. Clancy's got to do something a little bit unexpected or find a way to just power this out.
They fake the toss and back to pass is Atsevez. Has single coverage and fires to the outside. It is juggled and incomplete in and out of the hands of John Hara. Nice work there by Rudolph in coverage, the free safety, to knock it away out at the 40-yard line. And, that's a nice little look.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. What I don't understand is, and, of course, I've been advocating this, you know, John Hara at 6'9", go out 5 yards, turn around, we'll throw it above your head. I mean, you know, how hard is that? In this particular case, he was making, like, an out pattern, and he was well covered, actually. But the ball was thrown reasonably well. He just couldn't bring it in. But we ought to be doing more of that.
Second and 10 now. Wing T behind Atsevez. Motion man is Mazur from left to right. They toss it to him looking to off that left edge. It's run out of bounds on that far sideline at about the 33. So give him 4, and it brings up third down and maybe 6. But Atsevez 0 for 2 throwing it tonight thus far. And there was another pass play called earlier that illegal procedure wiped him out. So the Panthers, again, some costly penalties in the early going here. And they'll snap it now on third and long. Not where you want to be against a Jaguar defense that's crashing 8-9 men in the box at this point.
Particularly if you're going to run it.
Foster split end to the right. They back to pass. They look for Foster on the out pattern. It is high over everybody's head. Incomplete. It falls at the 40-yard line. And three and out goes Strathaven again. And Zach Nulon on to punt.
Yeah, this has got to be very demoralizing for the Panthers. They just can't get anything going on offense, which is a continuation of what they experienced against Springfield last week. Essentially, sort of two special teams or defensive touchdowns for Garner Valley. Garner Valley really hasn't done a whole lot yet because the runbacks.
Nealon and Buttermore await at the 35-yard line. Nulon awaiting the punt snap. This one's a good one, right on the money. He steps into it. And it has a wobbler heading towards Buttermore, who lets it bounce and rolls out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. Good kick, no return. 35-36 on the punt and no return. And Garnet Valley will snap it from their 33-yard line is where they'll mark this. And we're going to do everything we can here to give you some score updates from elsewhere. Let's see here. We'll try to get you an update on that Haverford-Marple game where we can. But Garnet Valley huddling very quickly and moving it in and out of the huddle quickly. Berba, slot to the left. Davis, split to the left. Backs are split behind Giuliano under center. Tight end to the right is John Rickey. On first and 10 from the 32. Option keeper is Giuliano, and he is belted. Ran smack into Jake Fisher, but still picks up about 4, maybe 5. Brings up second down and 5. Giuliano coming into tonight is running the football to the tune of 37 carries, 263 yards, and 5 scores on the ground in addition to throwing it. But here, second and 5 from the 37. Jaguars up 14-0. Option late pitch again, and the Panthers have it strung out this time, and we'll stop them shy of a first down at the 40-yard line. We're going to have to do our best before the snap to identify the backs in there because they are subbing them in and out quickly. That was Bertone, 34, on the carry that time for a gain of just 2, maybe. It's going to bring up third down and a long, well, about almost three. Bertone and Buttermore in the backfield. Tight end to the left, and they roll to this left side, and lots of room for Giuliano into the secondary. He goes across midfield and dumped at the Strathaven 46. Ball came out, but the ground jarred it loose, and so give him a bundle. First down by a mile here.
Yeah, well, you know, when that option works, boy, it works beautifully. And of course, that's the problem. You've got to defend it with basically three defenders. You have to. Everybody's got to identify their man and stay with him no matter what he does. It's not so easy to do all the time.
First and 10 from the 46. Split end to the right, slot right as well. Tight end to the left here is John Rickey. They fake left, a little broken play, and Giuliano does well just to keep hold of it with three white jerseys in his face, and Panthers almost stripped him. But Giuliano picks up just one on that one. It brings up second down and 9. So the Panthers having trouble. They need to identify players and stay home here. Patton in the backfield. He is split with Buttermore. Or I'm sorry, this is the give is to Patton off right side, and he picks up maybe 4. Maybe 4, and this is Holbert on the stop. Holbert a little slow to get up there and brings up third down and 6. But, you know, it wouldn't shock me if the Jags pick up anything positive here to see them go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, why not?
Panthers, think about blitz there. Morris hinting at it. Giuliano steps back and looks to the sideline for perhaps an audible call. Two receivers to the right. Backs are split on third down and 6. Morris does show blitz. Give inside is to Patton. Oh. He's bullying his way across the 35-30. Dragged down from behind by Mekhi Hill, but not before he picks up 16 and big 45. Moves the chains for the Jags.
That's a big tackle, you know, bug again. I mean, they had him. Two guys had him, and he broke loose of their holds and kept going. It's tough to watch sometimes.
This triple option look. Garnet Valley threw one pass against Haverford. It ended up being the final play of the game. So they're happy to just run it and run it and run it some more. Giuliano looks to the sideline for a signal. Changing the play at the line perhaps. And the clock has struck 0 on the first quarter. So, well, two big-time special teams mistakes for the Panthers. And Garnet Valley cashes in to the tune of 14 straight points. Panthers trail by 14 when we come back. Trying to get them on the board, but they need to stop first. Second quarter action coming back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Second quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer. Doing the engineering, color commentary, and more. Pete Fulginetti helping with the stats and spotting. 14-0. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Which tonight is a real pain.
Garnet Valley on top, 14-0 here at Mo DeFrank Field in Glen Mills. Head coach Mike Rickey at Garnet Valley was showing me over the weekend a picture of what this field looked like when he started in 1984. He's looking for his 200th career win tonight. First and 10 from the 26. Option look to the right side. Late pitch comes and a little bit of running room across the 20. Bouncing outside. Flag comes in late, and we'll see.
It looks
we'll
like
see.
A clip.
This might be a block in the back or hold here. It's going to wipe out a run by Lassick. So we'll try to keep up on the stats as best we can here with 5-6 different ball carriers for the Jags thus far. Did not even identify who recovered that fumble for the second touchdown. Here it is, the illegal block, and this will move it back. A spot foul. We'll start marching off from the Strathaven 21. It's So they'll put it down on the 31-yard line on the right hash mark. Jags now with first and about 17, 16 or 17 maybe.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Davis, split to the left. Berba, split end to the right this time. Back split behind Giuliano as well. Looks over to the sideline. Panthers for the 4-4 front. Fake inside. Late option pitch. This is Patton, who is undercut very nicely. Good work there by Chris Rossini. Stopping him at about the 28-yard line.
One of the better defensive plays. Broke his block and yep. then made the tackle.
And they still pick up three. Looks like they have it all strung out, but, you know, that give credit to the offensive line. That looked like perfect defense, like they didn't go anywhere, which
right.
gives you an idea of how far that line pushed everybody back
right.
As Giuliano let go with that late pitch. So Patton stopped after a gain of four. Brings up second down and about 11. Two receivers to the left. Option pitch to the left comes late, and it's Lassick trying to string it out, and he is slung down. Good work there. Panthers staying home that time and making the stop. Looked like Ethan Belleville, and now here's a Panther slow to get up. This is Holbert a second time. Hopefully Big Lee is okay here, because that's a two-way lineman that they cannot afford to lose, and Holbert is going to check out of the game here, catch his breath. 75 Brian Dozier checks in as a defensive tackle on third down and about nine from the Panther 25-yard line. Approaching Jacob Buttermore's field goal range, but the Jags looking for more. Up by 14 here on third nine. Fake inside. No, they do give it inside. Fullback dive gets them inside the 20, and now you're going to look at third down and about two maybe. Sorry, fourth down and about two as Patton rips off six or seven more. So, decision time for head coach Mike Rickey. Now they no huddle, line everybody up, and now timeout for the defense. Good work there by
yep.
defensive coordinator Eric Hollingsworth. Like the aggression there for
yep.
Garnet Valley.
Absolutely.
There. You get up and get your guys over the ball. This is what they used to run when Scott Green was the offensive coordinator here for years and ran that triple option, no huddle. They were over the ball waiting for the referee to spot it most of the time. But we'll give you a couple score updates while we get a moment here. Cardinal O'Hara on top of Conwell Egan, 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. So Cardinal O'Hara trying to stay undefeated. Happer of Horsham trailing Plymouth White Marsh, 14-0. Not entirely surprised, but believe it or not, Hatboro has, you know, that game's for first place in the Suburban One American right now. So Hatters at 4-3 and Plymouth White Marsh at 5-2. North Penn on top of Satterton, 20-0. Not a big surprise there. Episcopal on top of Malvern, 13-3. Academy Park is up 8-0. And we'll keep you posted there. All right, fourth and a yard. Nine in the box for Garnet Valley. Give is to off the left side and lots of running room and plowing his way inside the 10 down to the 9. That's power football for the Jags. Patton. Or is that Bertone? Let's see. Still can't see. Turn around, young man. It's Patton. Okay. Austin Patton, kind of the bruiser of the backs that they roll in and out of here. First and goal to go now from the 8-yard line. Giuliano, receiver split to the right, two tight end set. Option, no, they give it inside and going nowhere. Nice work. Panthers think they have the ball.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought the ball came out. Panthers think they have it.
Yes, they do.
And they do. Sean Daly's on top of it. That's a big-time stop there for the defense, albeit at their own 5-yard line. They got a long field in front of them, but, hey, they'll take it rather than Garnet Valley points on the board.
Absolutely.
And, boy, the Panthers catch a big, big break there. Did not see who forced it, but great work there by the Strathaven defense. And now Atsavez in the offense trying to get something going here. 14-0, they trail it, and will snap it from their own 7-yard line. I'll tell you, when Garnet Valley's had trouble tonight or this season, it's because they've put the ball on the ground. Four fumbles lost against Haverford, and now here we go. Ryan Dozier over the football. Panthers line up, two tight end, wing T set. Everybody jumping around and give us to the fullback, Nulani. He barrels out to the 15. That might move the chains here. Let's see. maybe just a yard shy. So yep. Nulon, just his second carry of the night thus far. Featured Mazur for most of the first quarter. But back to that wing T look. And Panthers now with a little bit of breathing room, knows the football at their own 15. They've had lousy field position most of the night. But here's trying to get something going. Two tight ends, wing T again, and Nulon nothing doing this time. Great job by the line. And then the ball comes out late, but they're going to say it was blown dead first. So Nulon and the line all just pushed backwards to the 14 for a loss of a yard here. Now you're looking at third and two again. Panthers have not converted a third down tonight. 8:44 and counting to play here in the first half. Panthers bring in the play. Makai Hill's going to check in. Atsevez breaks the huddle again. Two tight ends. Hill in at the wing. Give this to Nick O'Connor off the right side, and he is got enough for a first down. Interesting to see O'Connor and Hill in at the same time. Hill, we did not expect to see at all on offense tonight, but O'Connor moves the sticks on third and short on his first carry. Good work off the right side.
Is that their first down or the second?
Second. So good work there by the Panthers. Just a little bit of breathing room now. They'll snap it from their 17-yard line. 8 minutes to play here before halftime. 14-0 Garnet Valley. Two tight end set. Wing T behind Atsevez. Turning on the Mustang sweep. This is O'Connor off the right side, and he picks up room across the 20 out to the 23. Give him six.
That seemed to take an awful long time to develop. That seemed like there was a break somewhere.
He had some pretty good penetration from the front four that makes it look a little worse than. but nice work there from O'Connor.
Yeah, 5-6 yard gain. Nothing wrong with that in the first down.
Second down and a long five.
Boy, the Panthers have to get points here. They have to go down and score, which could take them the entire length of the second quarter here, but it's okay.
Hey, we'll take it. Keep the offense off the field for Garnet Valley. Motion man is Hunter Mazur. He's got the jet sweep off to the left side here. He's got a little bit of room. Turns inside, outside. Now with speed up the near sideline, 40, 45, 50. Mazur with one man to beat. Stiff arm, and he is undercut. Touchdown saving tackle at the Garnet Valley 35. Nice work there by Denny Nealon. Or Mazur'd still be going.
That was by far the best play from scrimmage and looked like just a great offensive play. They sealed everybody off and got ahead of steam and just started tearing down the field, which was perfect.
38 on the carry for Mazur, and the Panthers on the Garnet Valley side of the field for the first time tonight. Foster split to the right. Mazur wing to the right. Wing to the left is O'Connor. Back to pass is Atsevez. Fires the outside. It's caught by Foster. Makes one man miss and dances outside. Inside. Spins his way across the first down marker. Down to the 23. That's what they're looking for on that hitch pass. If they can get Foster in space, he can make people miss. First completion
did.
Of the night. Goes for another Panther first down. So Mazur, all of a sudden now, six carries for 72 yards. He had some good gains out of the eye, and that jet sweep looked awfully good tonight. Panthers. Foster, tight end to the left. Hara, tight end to the right. Give is to O'Connor off the right side. He has a little bit of room. Cuts inside and down near the 16-yard line. Give him six more. The right side of that line starting to make some noise here for the Panthers. Following the tight end and looking good are the Panthers now.
This is what we expected to see. I mean, we know we've got some talent in this team. We just got to make it happen. And, of course, the Panthers shot themselves in the foot twice earlier tonight. So let's see if they can keep this going.
Tight end to the right is John Harrow. Wing T behind Atsevez. On second down, give is to Nulon, the fullback, who leans forward to the 15. Maybe a yard. It's going to bring up third down and three.
Definitely four down territory here, plus a 14-0 score. So.
Yeah. 5:46, 5:45 and counting to play here before halftime. 14-0 is the score. Strathaven on the wrong end of it. Dan Reeves checks in as the second tight end.
Definitely a little jauntiness in their step now, where before they were like dragons. So momentum has changed a little bit for them.
This drive started at their 7-yard line after a fumble recovery. On third and four, it's Nulon off the left tackle, and he lunges down to the 10. Gain of five and a first down. We'll see if they mark it just outside the 10 and if they can pick up maybe another first down here or if it'll be first and goal to go. We'll see. No, I think the nose of the ball is on the 10-yard line. They'll put the sticks down. First and goal to go for the Panthers. They break the huddle quickly. Tight end to the left is John Hara. Wing T behind Atzevez. And this is Mazur off the left side. Cuts inside and is wrestled backwards. Forward progress will give him the 8.
Yep.
Brings up second down and goal as Mazur goes for 2 more.
I tell you, Garner Valley closes his holes quickly. When that play first started up, it was a nice opening, and they shut it down. So, everybody's still playing well and playing for keeps, obviously.
Bertone, Coslett in on the last stop there for those pair of linebackers. Second down and goal to go from the 8. Panthers trying to cash in here with 4:30 and change to play here in the first quarter. First half, rather. Back to passes. Atzevez looking, fires to the outside. Incomplete.
Almost got it knocked down.
Good pressure up front. Not much of a pocket that time, and they get after the passer. Yeah, this Rob Monticello has been a 3-year starter, and he has 5 sacks on the season. But another young man, Chad Hrivnak, 3 sacks last week against Pencrest. He has 5 on the season as well. Third down and goal to go from eight. Is Atzevez fires incomplete to that right side. They'll try it again now. Here we go. Wing T. Tight end to the right is John Hara. Wing to the right is Mazur. Motion man. Give is to Nulon off the right side. He's still pushing the pile and gets maybe 2. Maybe 2 before Coslett drops him there. Now you're looking 4th and goal from the 6.
Yeah.
You take your 3 here, which for Emmett Young has been awfully good. But no, they're going to bring in Tom Foster instead of... And check out Dan Reeves. And here we go.
Here we go.
4th and goal to go from about the 7. Big stop at the other end of the field for the Panther defense. Jags trying to return the favor. Tom Foster split to the right. And now timeout Strathaven.
Well, good idea.
Yep. You want to get this one right.
Yep.
3:47 to play before halftime. We're going to take a short timeout with them. Be back to see if the Panthers can cut into a 14-0 score. You're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Glen Mills, Pennsylvania. Strathaven trailing Garnet Valley, 4th and goal to go from the 7. They trail it 14-0, trying to punch it in here. John Hara, split end to the right. May throw the jump ball to the big fella. Let's see, back to pass. Atzevez is there. They will. They'll throw it up high and leaping and making the grab and out of bounds.
Oh.
Great catch by Hara.
Yep.
But could not get that foot down. Good coverage on the outside. They threw it up high, said go get it. But it falls out of bounds, and the Panthers nearly cash in on a 95-yard drive.
Yep, he caught it. He went a little bit further than he should have, or he was going for the ball. It was hard to tell whether his feet were already there or what the story was. But it's in the opposite corner of the field from us.
We couldn't make an argument one way or the other there. The referee or the line judge standing a lot closer than we are. All right, so the Panthers move it from the 7 near their own end zone all the way to the Garnet Valley 7. Now can the defense hold up for 3:42 and get the football back to start the second half? Better yet, can they force a turnover? Giuliano gives to the second man through. This is Buttermore off the left side, and he's dumped at about the 10. Ryan Morris in on the stop. They slowed down Buttermore on that one. So brings up second down and about 7, maybe 8.
Yeah, if Haven can hold it, at least hold it here and keep the damage here, they do get the ball first, which may give them some opportunities. But
2 receivers to the right. Giuliano back split behind him again. He's under center, looking at a 4-man front. Give is to the first man through, and lots of running room is Patton out to the 25-yard line, the big fella. Rips off 16 more. So he has had his way with the Panther defense to the tune of 42 yards on just four carries by my count thus far, and I will say that is a very unofficial count.
Right.
We've probably mixed up a ball carrier or two here. These are numbers are tough to read.
I'm telling you, tomorrow when I go over these stats, it's going to not be fun.
First and 10 from the 25, Garner Valley with a little breathing room now. Option to the left, late pitch, it comes, and John Harris is going to sling a man down over on that far sideline. If he doesn't get him, nobody does. Gain of 11. But he was the last man out there.
Yep.
That's hard to believe. There was not good pursuit that time here for the Panther defense. Option to the left. Rips off 11 more. That was, let's see here. That was Buttermore on that last one. And the pitch man. Buttermore split behind. Second man through, and he's undercut at the 43-yard line. Buttermore, headed to Syracuse next year to play lacrosse. Otherwise, he'd probably have some football interest and so forth. But he's got a gain of 5, second down and 5. From the 41, two receivers to the right. Backs are split. Giuliano, option look to the right. He's going to keep it himself here. Lost his footing momentarily, but now he's at the 45, 40-yard line of Strathaven, just like that. I mentioned a moment ago, the pursuit just not there to the other side of the field. Well, it wasn't there on this side of the field either. Good wheels there from Giuliano, and he's got a bundle down to the Strathaven 40. Ouch. Give him 20. They snap it quickly. He's under center. And let's see here. Timeout pre-snap. Timeout Garnet Valley with 1:56 to play here before halftime. Well, at halftime, we'll have Pete Fulginetti and Mike Mayer talking who knows what. Eagles, I guess.
Well, Eagles, try to that get was pretty depressing. I should have gotten Pete's prediction from last week.
We'll try to get you some score updates from elsewhere.
Anything on Marple-Newtown?
Yeah, Marple-Newtown trailing Haverford 7-0 in the second quarter. Springfield 14, Pencrest nothing. So we'll keep you posted there. That being said, I spoke too soon. Marple-Newtown has just scored. Carmen Cristiano with an interception. They go right down the field with Marcus Weathers taking it 36 yards for a score. Tied at 7 now, midway through the second. Try to keep you posted here. Oh, Plymouth White Marsh has extended their lead on Hatboro, 21-6. Upper Perk on top, 13-0. A little bit of a surprise there. We'll get back to that in a moment. Here, first and 10 for Garnet Valley. At the Strathaven 40, Nick Giuliano is going to another late pitch. It's going to come to this near sideline. Buttermore shake and bake down near the 30. We'll see where they spot it. I think it'll be a yard shy, but still. My goodness, a lot of give here to the Strathaven defense right now. Having a hard time containing and not just containment, but just not getting any kind of push up front. Garnet Valley line blowing people off the ball. Second and 1. 1:30 and counting to play here in the first half. Give is the first man through. Now second man through and exploding is Lassick. He cuts out to his left and he is in for the touchdown. Faked everybody out. 31 yards for number 26, Matt Lassick. I bid on the dive too. Panthers all pinched down on the first man through. Nice work by Giuliano to give it to Matt Lassick, who's back from an injury and back to the tune of a 36-yard touchdown run. 31-yard touchdown run, rather. Extra point upcoming for Buttermore. Ryan Hamby will hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is good. Panthers miss a golden opportunity inside the 10-yard line, and the Jags take it the other way. 21-0 up is your score. Panthers about to get it back with 1:23 to play before halftime. Glad you're listening to High School Football right here on HavensFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Wrong side of the seesaw for the Panthers here. High end over end kickoff is going to come down to Jemai Springfield at the 15. Looking for running room up the right hash, and now speed to the outside. 40, 45, 50, one man to beat. Buttermore tries to contain him, and he runs him out of bounds at the 35. Good work from Jemai Springfield to give the Panthers a shot here. 1:13 to play before halftime. But talk about a seesaw there. The Panthers, my goodness, 7 yards from cutting the lead in half, and the Jags go right down the field in just over 2 minutes.
And that's the issue, of course, is you know, they did it on a broken play or something like that, but they just drove that ball, you know, 6-7 yards at a play and worse.
But now signs of life here for the Panthers, thanks to Jemai Springfield's return. So they got it. They have it now at the 35-yard line. Can they cash in and get the football back to start the second half? Back to pass is Atsavez. Fires to the outside. Has Foster complete. 30-yard line. He's out down to the 25. This should stop the clock and move the chains. Gain of 10 on the play. Tom Foster's second catch of the night. That little hitch.
And Haven's
if it's there.
Haven's and, running right up to the ball.
Yep, understandable. They've used all but one timeout, I believe. Or are they out of timeouts, perhaps? They'll snap from the left hash. Just over a minute to play here in the first half. Atsavez gives on the left side, and oh, Nulon, nice work there, hanging on for dear life there by 52 Donegan, where Nulon's going for a bunch. Down to the 21, Panthers have to hurry. Second down and 6 after Nulon went for 4, Foster split end to the right. Atsavez back to pass, looking, firing to the outside again. He's got Foster, who juggles but makes the catch and dances outside, gets out of bounds to stop the clock, and has a first down at the 10-yard line. 34 seconds to play here before half, and Atsavez and Foster connect again. Nicely done. Gain of 11.
34 seconds left, boys. It's going to be tough to do.
I think you're throwing, if it's me, I'm throwing it in the end zone 3 or 4 times
yeah,
here.
Just, and
John Herrar has not shrunk in the last couple minutes. Throw it up high and take your chance.
Right, absolutely. But how many times can you cover a 6'9 guy?
Wing T. Motion man is Mazur. Back to pass. Looking. Heavy pressure from the backside. Atsavez lets go of it. Throws the end zone. It is caught for a touchdown by Tom Foster. Atsavez took a heavy hit, but terrific delivery. And Foster hauls it in for the Panthers' first score of the night. Well, that can turn the tide a little bit.
Yep.
Panthers get a big return from Jemai Springfield. And a 35-yard scoring drive in just about a minute. So 27 seconds to play before half, and Dom Bertone shaken up on the play for the Jaguars. Hopefully nothing serious for he or anybody on the field tonight, but great ball and a great pattern run by Foster that runs the corner, and they hit him right at near that back pylon.
Yeah, I saw Hara blocking. I thought, oh, who's sending? And I looked the other side of the field. So, but it was a great pass. It was right where he'd be. And he was wide open for the, you know, when the ball was thrown. So,
Bertone will come off the field here and hopefully nothing serious, as we mentioned. 27 seconds to play before half here, and all 4 completions off the arm of Atsavez have landed in the hands of number 3 tonight. So, Foster came in near the top 10 in receiving in Delaware County, but 4 more catches to his credit tonight. Emmett Young will attempt the extra point. Atsavez to hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg, and it is good. So, Panthers have had their difficulties tonight, but all of a sudden, a little bit of life here before halftime. Can they hold them off for 27 seconds and get the ball back here to start the second half? All right. Late second quarter. 21-7 Jaguars trying to add to the lead before halftime on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Emmett Young has it teed at the right hash in the Panther special teams. Keep this from being another adventure.
Oh, just kick it on the ground.
We'll see. Buttermore and Nealon await the kick.
Yep.
Squib kick will be fielded by one of the up men. Juggled here. Ball still on the ground, and good decision there to fall on at the 29 there.
He wanted to pick it up and run, but...
By 45, Austin Patton. And, again, very good decision not to force anything here. If you're Garnet Valley, you have to feel good about a two-touchdown lead here.
Yeah.
A little bit of a lapse in that final minute, of course, on the kick return. Great work by Jemai Springfield to set it up. But Atsavez to Foster three times on that drive, and the last 10 of it finish up in the end zone.
Now, we'll see what the mental outlook is of Coach Rickey with 25 seconds left in the first half. Does he just take a couple of knees and call it a day? Maybe hand off to a couple of options, just see what happens? Or does he go for throat? Obviously, a touchdown here would be huge for Garner Valley.
Giuliano under center. Give is off the left side and then cut back right into the arms of 52 Lee Holbert after a gain of 4. Clock ticks. No, timeout is called.
Timeout. Why would you timeout take timeout?
As Buttermore goes for 4. And maybe you think you can pop one here. Again, Buttermore can score from anywhere on the field. If you throw it to him, hand it to him, you name it.
Yeah, well, okay. You're up by 14, but yeah. Brian, take a knee and just go into the half up two scores and call, go play?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would just be concerned about throwing it, one of those weird interceptions, run back for a touchdown. Now you go in up by 7 rather than 14, and they get the ball back. I don't know. I don't know what the positive is, because the odds of you putting together a play that will score here, I think, is a little remote.
Yeah, I don't know that they'd throw it, actually. I think maybe it's an option look again, maybe a late toss or something like that. Other scores, 13-7. Haverford on top of Marple now.
Wow.
So a 68-yard scoring drive, but did not convert on the extra point. All right, Panthers show 3 deep safeties here. Second down and 7 from the 32. Garnet Valley with 2 receivers to the right. Giuliano give right up the middle and going for maybe 3 or 4. Is the first man through, and that, my friends, I think should do it for the first half. Garnet Valley seemed to play it conservatively these last 2 plays. I don't know why they'd do anything different. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1, and we have reached halftime. So, halftime score, 21-7, Garnet Valley on top, cashing in on 2 brutal special teams mistakes in the first quarter, and it's been even on the scoreboard after that. Panthers have driven a couple of times. One of them finished in the end zone, and we'll see if they can put something together to start this second half. At halftime, you'll hear from Mike Mayer. You'll hear from Pete Fulginetti. We'll hear from the Garnet Valley Marching Band that's getting set up now, and we will try to get you score updates from all around District 1 and District 12, and we'll see what else we can tell you about the potential of a Strathaven playoff berth for the first time in a few years.
So, and we'll talk about our plans for the playoffs a little bit, too.
Hey, even better. All right, sounds good. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to High School Football. We've reached halftime. Garnet Valley and Strathaven on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Wherever waits a rack, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Furman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them.
And welcome back to Garner Valley High School, where the score is Garner Valley 21, Panthers 7. And it's been a heck of a battle, really. I mean, Haven just basically shot themselves in the foot a couple of times, caused two scores. Garner Valley's did score towards the end of the first half, as did Strathaven, which is where they got their seven from, and Haven will get the ball first. Pete, your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you that the Strathaven, besides a couple of turnovers, they could be tied in this game. That last drive, when they were down there before, not the last drive, the one before, when they got down into the end zone area, where Hara caught the ball but out of bounds, instead of 14-0, and then it became 21-0. That could have made it 14-7, almost a two-touchdown switch. And then when it became 21-0, you've got to think, oh, man, this is going to get ugly. But they drove right down the field in less than a minute and a half, made it 21-7. They can move the ball against the Vanguards. They've proven that. But I don't know whether they can stop the Vanguards.
Not the Vanguards, Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
That's all right.
Okay, the Jaguars.
Right.
You're right. I'm sorry. So we got to see if they can do that. If they can't stop them, 21-7 is tough.
But there's a reason you got the Vanguards on your mind.
There is?
Yeah, Sun Valley.
Sun Valley, okay.
Yeah.
That's right. We're close to Sun Valley. We live close there. But anyway, the second half kickoff will come to the Panthers, correct?
Right.
Very important, not only to control the ball, but to score. Make it a 21-14 game, and then we'll see what happens. And the fourth quarter might be nip and tuck. But if they, again, we always talk about the third quarter kickoff. If they don't score and Garner Valley does come down and makes it a 28-7 game, you can almost guarantee this is another loss.
Yeah, well, you can, except that everybody seems to be so scoring so quickly here that I wouldn't put anything awful. Except, remember, there's only 12-minute quarters in high school football, so you don't have a whole lot of time.
And I think we see that the way the Panthers can win this game is to throw the ball the second half.
They've been moving
the ball in the air. Foster, Hara, they've got two guys that can really go out and get the ball, and they can score quickly that way. I think if they keep pounding on the tackle, I just don't know if they can come back from a 21-7.
And they've got to find a consistent answer to Garner Valley's option play, which has been driving them crazy all day.
Yeah, the option play, they're getting outside with the speed. And it's just sometimes they get a shot at the guy, and if they miss him, then it's a 15-yard gain.
Right.
And they're going to keep doing that until we can stop them.
Well, plus I think the Jaguars are doing a good job of sealing off linebackers and stuff from covering the option. Because the only way to cover an option is you've got to basically have a man assigned to every potential option. Mm-hmm. So no matter where it goes, you've got somebody to cover. Now, of course, the further that goes, theoretically, the further down the field they're going to get. But the bottom line is you don't want to break out. But the Jaguars have been pretty good at sealing off on certain plays, sealing off the option so that we couldn't get anybody out there. And then there's two, the quarterback and the option running back, and there's only one Panther out there. And if he makes a move on the quarterback, he pitches it. So
and it seems like, Mike, every game there's one special team breakdown that leads to a long touchdown that gives our opponents a lead of 7 or 10 or 14 points. It seems like every game we had it against Haverford. We saw here tonight. We actually punted the ball down to the 30, right? Because of a legal procedure, we had to repunt it. Now they score a touchdown.
Right.
That's typical. That's basically a 70-yard penalty because, right.
And 7 points.
7 points because we gave them back the ball and they came down and scored with it. So they've got to tighten up their special teams. You know, special teams have really hurt them this year, and they've got to tighten that up. And I think in the second half, the way to win this game is to air it out. Put it in the air. Take some chances. If you just try to pound tackle, I don't think you can win this game.
Well, I would tend to agree with you. I think you can – look, you have to run occasionally to keep everybody honest. But I do think that if they've got to start covering pass, receivers, and we've talked about this many times before, it tends to open up the ground game, which is not – you know, it's not a new thought that we've got. Mm-hmm. It's just the way football is played. So, of course, Garner Valley doesn't really need to throw anything because they've been doing so well on the ground. Had some great running plays, some great averages. But before we go on to the Eagles, mm-hmm. you want to talk
about I'd like to bring up a sad note. My nephew, Mike Fulginetti, with the township commissioner, former township commissioner of Vaston, who's been battling ALS for the last 3.5 years, last night around a little after midnight, he passed away. We were all at his bedside. I've been over his house the last few nights, me and many family members, and poor Mike's been suffering with this, and it's such a sad thing. He's had 6 grandchildren born in the last 4 years. He's a 58-year-old man. He's got successful business, a gorgeous home in Aston, a beautiful home on the Maryland Eastern Shore, rivers down there, and he's got everything to go for, and this ALS just took him, and it's so sad. And you know, I was right by his bedside. I left his home about 9 o'clock last night, and there were still many more family members. See, at times he had 40 people around him. But I left around 9 o'clock, and a few minutes after midnight, he passed away, which ironically, by living past midnight, it would goes into the next day. It is actually his wife's birthday today. So it's just a real sad thing, and he'll be truly missed.
It brings the old adage that my dad's told me for years and years I didn't fully appreciate until I got a little bit older. But, you know, you got your health, you got damn near everything, and without it, you don't have much of anything.
That's true. Without your
and
health.
Mike's been battling this for 3 years, and it occurred suddenly. You know, the symptoms showed up suddenly.
But we had a big dinner for him back in June, and 400 people showed up. It's a family. He's got his own fund developing with ALS fund in his name, and it's going to be, you know, the contributions are going to go to that fund, and it's going to be something that we'll move on. And actually Michael gave his body up to research last night. You know, he signed a petition that he wanted his body for research to try to get a cure for this awful disease. So it's a sad thing, but the way I look at it now, he's no longer suffering, and we have to look at it that way.
Right, and our hearts and our thoughts go out to Andrea, his wife, and their kid and children. Yeah. And, you know, this was not unexpected. He certainly got worse, and they knew the end was coming, but it's always tough when you get there.
It came pretty quick, Mike, towards the end. Yeah. Like I was talking to you a few minutes ago before we went on the air. I mean, last weekend he was out on his truck actually doing some deliveries or something. He was doing something because he always kept himself active the last year. He didn't want to just sit in his house and feel sorry for himself. So he went from being very active, and then within 2 days he was bedridden, and within 2 days after that, it's just a nasty disease, and it takes your breath, and then you just can't breathe, and that's how it ends.
All right. Well, again, our thoughts are with the family, and let's move on to our next favorite football team, the Eagles.
Yeah, well.
Now, I could play your prediction back from last week, but I figured, why should I be cruel?
Yeah, I mean, what happened last week, though? I mean, you hate to make excuses, but it's been talked about all week about the officiating. 14 penalties called against the Eagles and 2 against the Lions. Now, come on. The crew that did that game is noted as the worst crew in the league. That also is the crew, Mike, if you remember last year, that got the coin flip wrong. And when they went to a game in overtime, they got the coin flip wrong, but they didn't know which heads or tails. You didn't know their head from their tail, which is another way of saying it.
Yes, right.
But this team last week, as bad as all that was, they lost by 1 point, and they should have still won if they didn't fumble the ball.
Well, not to mention a play call of go deep on the first minute and a half of the
right. The play there was for Carson Wentz was to go short, just move the ball down. They didn't need a touchdown. They were trailing by 2 points.
And they had a minute and a half left.
A field goal will win you the game. And their Sturgis has been kicking from 50 to 55 yards all year. Very good. All you had to do is get the ball down around the 35, 33-yard line. With a minute and a half, even without timeouts, you can go out to sidelines. You could spike the ball on second down and always keep stopping the clock. Carson made a throw there. He probably wish he didn't. But you know what? It's his fourth game. It's his first turnover. He's been fabulous since then. And it's a
yeah, if it doesn't cost us any. And we'll see how we do in Washington this weekend.
I think they're going to win in Washington.
Pete, I wouldn't make any more predictions.
No, but I really think they are for a couple of reasons. They're really mad about what happened last week, and they're going to come out really, really tough. And also, I think the league might tell the referees, you know, if there's anything close here, don't take it out on the Eagles.
We'll see. I don't know how the officials do that. I've never been an official, but I often wonder after a game where you look at film and you realize you've made some pretty awful mistakes.
Well, I mean, I watched that game. You watched it. The first quarter when the Lions were running end sweeps, they were holding Connor Barnett. I mean, you could see it. You could see the guy that was grabbing his inside of his jersey. He couldn't get out to make the tackle. The guy turned the corner and made a 20-yard gain. It happened more than once. I saw it with my own eyes, and I'm watching it 2,000 miles away.
Well, I don't think we can believe that an officiating crew had it out for one team or the other.
No, I just don't think they're competent. I don't think they're competent.
That's fair.
You know, they just don't. And then they had one call, 98 downfield, right? 98 downfield. Hey, 98 is Connor Barwin. He's a defensive end. Why would he be downfield on pass?
Well, that just means they got the wrong
number.
You know
where
obviously.
He was? He was down on the bench getting water, having a water break.
Well, you can look. We know we've often read numbers incorrectly as well, but still. You know, from professional referees, you expect better results, obviously.
But this crew is noted for this. And
now,
I don't know.
Now I'm curious, just out of curiosity, suppose that the Detroit Lions lost by one, and there were 14 penalties called on them and two called on us.
I'd still say it was all right. You know, even though I'm an Eagles fan, nobody is 14-2 in penalties because both teams are grabbing, holding, they're doing all that.
Right.
I mean,
no doubt.
It was just a very poorly
officiated
game. But
they always say you can call holding in every play if you want
can.
To. All right, listen, we are at Garner Valley High School. We're at halftime, and we got another 7 minutes left. We're going to bring Brian back here in just a few minutes. But the score is Garner Valley Jaguars leading 21-7, and we'll be back for the second half in just a little bit. Keep in mind, you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto Home and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Mo DeFrank Stadium in Glen Mills. Garnet Valley 21, Strathaven 7 at halftime. Garnet Valley wrapping up the homecoming weekend festivities here. Probably not the entire weekend, but vehicles out on the field and a homecoming court. And somebody's very excited and with flowers and all sorts of fun out there. So anyway, great, great atmosphere at Garnet Valley today. Again, it's been fun to be a part of it, and thanks again to Seth Bruner and everybody up here in the press box for getting us all set up. As you heard, 21-7, Garnet Valley on top of Strathaven, and Strathaven, I will say, they've had their moments. They've moved the football, but a couple of costly mistakes in the special teams dug that 14-0 hole, and now the Panthers still trying to climb out of it. Now, that being said, Panthers, we said at the outset tonight, 6-4 will definitely get you in the playoffs. If they can come back tonight and win their next two over Radnor and Marple Newtown, a playoff berth, not only a playoff berth, but you are very, very likely looking at a top 8 seed, a home game, you name it. 5-5 all but certainly gets you in as well, the way I'm projecting things right now. 4-6, you're going to need some help. Now, can the Panthers get some help this evening? Even if it doesn't go well tonight in the second half for the Panthers, they will need some help and hope for some losses for some teams around them in the mix here. So Kennett, for instance, taking on Unionville tonight. Panthers should be Unionville fans, and last we heard, it was still scoreless early in the second quarter, Kennett and Unionville. Upper Moreland, right at this moment, tied with Strathaven for the 12th spot. Upper Moreland trailing Quakertown, which is a surprise of sorts here. 14-7 Panthers, Quakertown Panthers, on top of Upper Moreland. So, again, Panthers could be getting some help up there in the Suburban One League. A couple other scores that could affect things. Pottstown 6, Upper Marion 3. If Pottstown holds on there, Upper Marion all but eliminated there. Upper Moreland, as we said, is trailing Quakertown, 14-7. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Unionville and Kennett, again, both in the mix right now. 4-3 Unionville against 3-4 Kennett. But Kennett has a tough road here. They have Unionville, Oxford next week, but then Great Valley. So, again, I think Kennett probably gets to 4-6 maybe if things play the way we would expect. Closer to home now in the Central League. Pencrest giving Springfield a fight. 21-7 is the score there. Identical to here.
Yeah, but second half for Springfield is a brutal
that's
second.
That's right. Springfield's been awfully, awfully tough. They were very tough on Strathaven last week. Helped them to just 64 yards total offense.
And tough on Ridley the week before.
Absolutely. Ridley held to 21 yards of offense 2 weeks ago. So Pencrest is going to need some big plays in the second half to turn that one around. Staying in the Central League, we have a quick update in a big matchup up there. Marple Newtown lost to Ridley last week and now trails Haverford 13-7 at halftime. Haverford still with a shot to win the Central League title.
Sure.
Can get a three-way tie out of this thing. If Marple were to lose, Marple would have a second loss in the league tonight. Ridley still with just one loss in the league, and again, Springfield and Ridley go head-to-head. I'm sorry, Springfield does not play Ridley. Garnet
right.
Valley plays Ridley. I'm sorry, plays Springfield next
right.
week. So lots of big games still to go.
And Ridley's parent Harrington, so that's not
right.
going to be.
Speaking of, that is 34-0 at halftime. Ridley on top, no surprise there.
Right.
Winless Harrington still looking that way. And Ridley trying to go to 7-1 and stay in the hunt in the top probably a top 5 or 6 seed at the moment in the 6A playoffs. Again, Garnet Valley 5-2, trying to hold on, and really this year at the 6A level, 7-3 probably gets you in. 6-4, you're out.
Right.
The way it's shaping up right now. And so Garnet Valley really does probably have to win out to be really sure about it, to get to 8-2, 7-3. I think we'll get them there. 6-4, probably not. So they need to hang on tonight against Strathaven and knock off Springfield, undefeated Springfield next week. So Springfield one half away tonight from staying undefeated. Over in the Del Valle League, we mentioned at the outset very briefly, Interboro and Glen Mills played last night. Interboro hangs on for an 8-0 win. Interboro in great shape at the 4A level, but does not help Glen Mills there. They're now 3-5 in the 5A mix here, so they dropped to 3-5. Now, they do have a favorable schedule the next 2 weeks, playing Chichester and Chester. My guess is that the Bulls will finish 5-5 and in the playoffs is the way I'm projecting this right now. Staying in the Del Valle League, big game as we speak. 6-1 Penwood against 7-0 Academy Park, and it's a tight one. Academy Park on top right now, 16-8. So it's a one-score game. Academy Park trying to stay undefeated and stay atop the Del Valle League, but Penwood having something to say about it. Academy Park Interboro next week could very well be for the Del Valle title should the Knights hang on to this lead over Penwood tonight. So Sun Valley takes on Westchester East this weekend. We do not have a score update on that one just yet, namely because I think that game is tomorrow.
Yeah,
I think
you're right.
Yes. No, it isn't. So I we have to get an update.
Oh.
Westchester Eaton is at Sun Valley as we speak. But East fell last week in a bit of a surprise. And Westchester East at the 11 seed right now, but a loss to Sun Valley tonight. And then they have two toughies with Downingtown East and Henderson to finish out. So Westchester East with 3 wins right now, no gimmies. They need, if you're a Strathaven fan, you probably need to cheer Sun Valley. And if Westchester East loses out, you're definitely looking at multiple 4-6 teams in
right.
the 5A playoffs.
Right.
So Strathaven has to find a way to turn around tonight, beat Radnor, or beat Marple.
Now let's talk about our playoff hopes,
yes.
Which is havenfootball.net. We will be doing playoffs right through the championship of District 1. Obviously, if Haven makes it in the first round of playoffs, we will be doing that game. And then depending on what they do, we will obviously stay with Strathaven through the playoffs, however long they survive it. But once Strathaven is out, we will then begin to cover other games. We will do one game a week right up into the District 1 championship for 5A. We also have the option to do 6A if we so choose. So we primarily pick games by obviously the level of interest, whether they're Delaware County teams or not. And as importantly, we try to cover games that are not being covered by someone else. It seems to make no sense to leave one game open and have, a game covered by two different broadcasters when there's no particular reason for it. But we will make those decisions. That's one of the problems with doing the playoffs. We have to make the decisions the week of the playoff, take a look at our best opportunities, who else is broadcasting, and how it's going to be done. But we are planning on being in the season through the 4 weeks at the end of the season and bring you the game. So you stay tuned and you check with us every Friday night and also check the webpage. We'll tell you which game, of course, that we are doing and give you a direct link to that game.
One more score affecting 5A playoffs in a big way. Right now, if this score holds up, this does not help Strathaven. Phoenixville trying to pull the upset at Pottsgrove tonight. They're up by 10, 24-14 at halftime. So they're ready to start the third quarter up at Pottsgrove, who is now a 4A team. They're in the mix there with Interboro, one of just 8 4A teams. Top 4 make the playoffs in 4A, just 4 out of the top 8.
Right.
But Phoenixville,
on
the outside looking in right now, a win over Pottsgrove and then Upper Marion, who's struggled next week, Phoenixville could very well vault themselves into the playoffs with a win tonight. All right, here we go. Strathaven ready to receive this opening kickoff of the second half. Here's a line drive kickoff angling towards the sidelines. Going to take a hop and field by Tom Foster at the 14-yard line. Cuts to his left, back to his right, shakes a tackle, and now up the near sideline. 35-40, Tom Foster, good speed, and steps out of bounds. Good work there by 55 in Garnett, Bobby Bayless, to force him out. But good field position here for the Panthers, who finished the half with a 35-yard scoring drive after a terrific return from Jamai Springfield. So from the 43, the Panthers here trying to cash in on another pretty good kick return. Evan Atsevez, 4 of 8 passing for 44 yards and a touchdown. All four completions went to Tom Foster, who sets up to the left of the formation. Panthers moving left to right as we start this second half. On first down, give it to Zach Neuline, and oh boy, good tackle, or he's had a way to go. So 52 Donegan on the stop, but there is room there. You have to trust your linebackers to make those stops. Garnet Valley crashing 8 men down there, and Neuline was a step away for going for a bunch. Instead, he's dropped at the 47-yard line, second down and 6 upcoming. Good sure-handed tackle there by Shane Donegan, the senior wearing 52, 6'2", 230-pounder. Double wing. Split end to the left is Foster. Atsevez under center. Motion man juggles the snap, and nice work by Atsevez to pounce back on it. They'll lose a yard on the snap, and now you're at 3rd and 6. So look to me like they're setting up a jet sweep to that left side with Mazur in motion, but they'll lose a yard and now turn it into 3rd down and 7. Ouch. So hopefully the Panthers can bounce back from another
shot in the foot.
Yep. Some self-inflicted wounds here for the Panthers. If you're joining us late, Zach Neuline with a terrific punt was fair caught at the 30-yard line. Then there was a flag, and they made him kick it again, and it turns into a 68-yard punt return score. Back to pass, Atsevez looking. Heavy pressure from the backside. He fires to the outside in. Complete. Nick O'Connor, the intended receiver, but he was very well covered. Atsevez took a big hit from the backside there as Monticello was moving. Rob Monticello with the pressure. He has 5 sacks to his credit on the season, and Atsevez got rid of it way sooner than he wanted to. Panthers go 3 and out.
Yeah, effectively threw it away, but that's a 3 and out based on that one fumbled snap, and so
right.
That's the end of the drive. Once again,
yep.
I don't know how many opportunities you're going to have against the Jags to be able to come back from a 14-point deficit.
Nealon and Buttermore await the punt from Neuline. They stand near their 20-yard line. Neuline steps into one. Good. Spiraling kick's going to drive Nealon way back inside the 10. It's going to roll. Panthers have a chance to down it, and it drops dead at the 9-yard line. Hunter Mazur is on it. Terrific punt from Neuline. 45 on the punt, no return, and the Jags now will start from their own 9-yard line. Panthers could stand to force another turnover.
At this stage of the game, I think they have to find a solution to the Garnet Valley ground game. I mean, hopefully some corrections and adjustments were made at halftime because there's 2 issues. One is obviously moving the ball into the end zone. The other one's taking up the clock.
Lassick and Buttermore are your backs. They split behind Giuliano. He'll snap it from his 9-yard line for the Jags. Second man through, and this is Lassick. Lots of room, 25-30, straight up the middle, turns to his right, and he's ridden down from behind. John Harris, crashes down on top of him all the way out at the 42-yard line. Gain of 33 for Lassick, and boy, he has had a 31-yard touchdown run the last time he touched it. He's up to, my goodness, 72 yards on just 3 carries.
He's going to look great in the stats on tomorrow.
Jags with over 200 yards rushing in the first half. They send one receiver to the right, 2 tight end set. Backs are split. Give inside. It's Lassick up the middle this time, and Holbert wrestles him down along with Rob Dubois. Brings up 2nd down and about 5. So, Panthers needing to find an answer here to a very strong ground game. And, you know, we mentioned in the first half, Mike, the push from the front 5, and really you add the tight end John Rickey in there. The ground game has really been effective in the sense that Panthers are getting driven 4, 5, 6 yards off the ball. Even when they make a stop, and it looks like a good defensive play. You look up and you're 4, 5, 6 yards down the field. All right, so whistles here. Let's see here. Timeout.
Garnet Valley.
Okay, so some confusion here for the Jags to start this third quarter, but 9-12 to play in that third. We'll take a short timeout and be back to see if Garnet Valley can keep it rolling. They're up 21-7 on your Panthers. Strathaven trying to get a stop here on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Second down and five from the 47, Giuliano. Option look, and he sheds one tackle, two tackles, lunges forward to the 49. It'll bring up third down and two. Jake hanging on with Jemai Springfield helping out to finish off that tackle. But Nick Giuliano, the option to the left, picks up two. And it'll... ball right at the midfield stripe. Strathaven needing a stop in a big, big way here. Need a negative play, if anything else here. Giuliano, second man through, and they bury him. There's Holbert on the stop. Well,
need negative play.
I
they got one.
It.
Call up a fumble and a run back for a touchdown.
Second man through was Buttermore, and he went absolutely nowhere. Holbert was standing there waiting for him, and they lose 2 yards. That is just the second negative carry of the night. First one came on the first play from scrimmage. Kick from Buttermore is a terrific high kick, and it bounces off of Rossini. And the Jags are on it. 66 on the recovery is Tom Mahoney. Mahoney, your center, hustling downfield. It took a sideways hop and bounced right into Chris Rossini's chest. Hits the ground, and Mahoney's there to pounce on it, and that is the third disastrous special teams play
of
the night.
If Coach Clancy had a dollar for every time he told a player, when the ball's not going to be caught, get as far away from it as humanly possible.
Rossini looked to be doing just that. He was not trying to make a play on the ball,
he shouldn't have been that close to it. He kept trying to cover it. But
all right, two receivers to the right. And the Jags are right back in business now. First and 10 from the 17. Give us to Buttermore. Second... shake and bake there down to the 11-yard line. And now, again, if you count up, we started to explain on special teams tonight. Nulon's terrific punt is caught, fair caught. You end up with an illegal procedure. They have to kick it again, turns into a touchdown. A low snap ends up where Nulon has to fall on it. Short field, Jags score again. And now another short field on a special teams mistake. Second and four from the 11. Giuliano, option left, keeps it himself. He's inside the five and down to the two. First and goal to go. Sean Daly on the stop for the Panthers, but Giuliano just ripped off nine more, and the crowd pretty quiet because I think they're content at the moment.
Yeah, I think, you know, we came in here, and a lot of Garner Valley fans were very concerned about whether they could beat Haven, and I think they're a little bit of shock that it's gone the way it's gone.
Self-inflicted wounds. First and goal from the two. Giuliano, give inside to Lassick, and he is just shy. Good stop there by the Panthers. Ryan Morris in on the play. Morris still playing with a heavily bandaged hand. He's in a cast, and probably will be for another week or two. But it's good to have him back out there after missing a couple weeks. So give Lassick a yard. Brings up second down and goal from about the two-inch line. Panthers forced a turnover inside the 10 line, and they need to do it again here. Giuliano lowers the shoulder under center, and he waiting for the signal. He is in. Giuliano on the keeper from a yard out, and the Jags have stretched their lead to three scores. 27-7, extra point pending. As they cash in on a short 17-yard field after the Panthers have a muffed punt.
I'll tell you, you just watch some of this and you go, my goodness. As well as they played in the first half against Springfield last week and just were overwhelmed in the second half.
Ball spotted, kick is away. Buttermore with plenty of leg and sneaks it inside the right upright. 28-7, Jaguars. Panthers trying to dig their way out. When we come back on HavenFootball.net.
High school playoff football is almost here. HavenFootball.net will be bringing you all the playoff excitement by broadcasting one playoff game each week right up to the District 1 Championships. Playoffs start November 4th. Don't miss 1 minute of all the excitement and thrills of playoff football. Go to HavenFootball.net for dates and times of each broadcast. Our broadcasts will be available live and on our archives. HavenFootball.net. High school football never sounded so good.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Garnet Valley 28, Strathaven 7.
One good drive for Garnet Valley, maybe two?
Yeah, the special teams for Strathaven has absolutely done them in tonight. Buttermore, high little chip shot is going to be fielded by O'Connor, who takes a heavy hit for his efforts at the 38-yard line. I think they've decided to stop kicking it near Mazur and Foster. And just a little chip shot from Buttermore, and O'Connor can signal fair catch there, even on a kickoff if you'd like. But he is belted down, does well to hang on to it, and it'll give Evan Atsevez and the offense the football at the Strathaven 35.
He'll probably be reminded of that sometime this evening.
Split end to the right is Tom Foster. He has four catches for 44 yards. And the Panther touchdown. Atsevez is back. Looking. Heavy pressure from the backside. Rolling to his right. Fires incomplete. Looking for Foster, who was going deep, but Atsevez was really just trying to get rid of it. Heavy pressure from both ends there. Monticello and Hrivnak. Second down and 10 upcoming.
Well, I'm glad to see the passing. I mean, you've got to be doing something. We always talk about the fact that, you know, you can lose by 14, 21. Doesn't make all of a difference if you're just going to lose. You might as well do things that will try to get the ball back, the score tilted in your favor. So,
All right. Real quick score updates after this play. Second down and 10 from the 35. Give is to Nulon. He runs through that first tackler and picks up a yard. That could have been worse. Ran smack into 65, Hrivnak. But Nulon powers his way for a couple, or maybe just a yard. 9 carries for 26 yards for the seniors. A tough sledding the last couple weeks here. Just managed a little under 3 yards a carry against Springfield a week ago. You're just running against tough teams.
You're going to update scores?
Yes, I will.
Okay,
but,
sorry.
I was so excited. All right, we'll get you.
All right.
Jemai Springfield, split end to the left, Foster to the right. Wing to the right is Mazur on 3rd and 9. Back to pass. Atsevez fires the flat. It's caught by Mazur. He's ridden down nicely by Dave Wood at the 40-yard line. Son of the Ridley head coach. Makes the stop at the 40, and Mazur is a little slow to get up. Not a good sign there. All right, he's a little gimpy, but going to hobble off under his own power. Good news, but gain of just 4 on the play. First catch of the season for Hunter Mazur. Trying to get him in space. He can make people miss sometimes, too. But good work there by Wood on the stop. 4th and 5, and Nulon on to punt yet again. Buttermore and Nealon await. And flags first.
I think the center gunned the snap.
Rossini, I think, lifted the ball.
Yep.
All right, real quick, while they sort out the penalties, we have a score in at Sun Valley. Westchester East has taken the lead midway through the third quarter, 7-0. So they were scoreless up till midway through the third. Upper Moreland trailing Quakertown now 21-7.
Interesting.
So if Upper Moreland loses tonight, that would be a bit of a surprise, as Quakertown just 2-5 on the season. All right, Panthers, another 5-yard procedure penalty. We'll snap it again. Nulon awaits. Steps into it. Wobbler off the right side here. He takes, and it is rolling out of bounds, 35-30. I was distracted momentarily by Hunter Mazur just throwing his blocker right out of the way there. Mazur, one of the gunners on special teams, and that's good to see him sprinting downfield in good shape there. Got up a little slowly after the catch.
Another nice punt. It rolled, but that's okay. Down to the 30-yard line.
And
it looks like 29.
No return, even better. But my goodness, Panthers with...
It's like all their mistakes for the season are wrapped up in tonight.
So, and all in special teams tonight.
Yeah.
3 special teams mistakes have led directly to 21 points, and they trail by 21 here, 4:47 to play here in the third.
Ooh.
Givens right up the middle goes Buttermore, and he's undercut there at the 40. Rossini and Fisher on the stop, but give Buttermore 12 more.
Well, he accelerated through that hole. He was absolutely untouched till well into the secondary.
28-7, Garnet Valley on top. 4:34 and counting to play here in the third. My wife stopped by there for a second, probably looking for my kids, and she just didn't even stop to really say hi. Just looking for kids. All right, here we go. Buttermore still on his feet, and Fisher stands him up at the 47. Gain of 7 more, so 9 carries for Buttermore for 63 yards unofficially. But he had a big impact early in the game on a 68-yard punt return with 8 minutes to play in that first quarter. After the Panthers really, again, shot themselves in the foot there. That was a re-kick after a illegal procedure penalty. Panthers show single safety high. Two receivers, two backs. Patton right up the middle and going nowhere that time. So he gave it to the fullback. He goes for maybe a yard. Maybe a yard for Patton, who really was tearing things up in the first half.
Only needed about 3. Got about a yard and a half there, so...
Third and one upcoming here. Nose of the football on the 50. The Panthers defense has had their moments in short yardage. See if they can come up with one again here with 3:25 and counting to play here in the third. Two receivers to the right. Backs are split. Under center is Giuliano. Panthers show blitz. Here it comes. And right up the middle. And wow, nice work there. Right through the A gap.
Yep.
As Patton stumbles forward to the Panther 45. Gain of 5 and a first down. Panthers blitz both linebackers right up the gut there, and nice work there by
Patton. You almost have to see the film to see how he got through there.
He got underneath everybody, just got low, and Patton, again, is kind of the bruiser of this group of backs, 5'11", 200 pounds. He's split in the backfield, two receivers to the right. Giuliano rolls to that right side, give is to Patton. He bounces off to his left, and Dubois rides him down with Morris at the Panther 38, but 7 more. You know, there is something to be said here for these Jaguar backs, none of them with eye-popping stats by themselves. But Buttermore with 9 carries, Giuliano with 7, Lassick with 5, Bertone with 4 before he got hurt, Patton with 7. They spread it around. You have fresh legs in there again and again and again against this same defensive front. Second down and 3. Give inside and pushing the pile forward for another Panther first, Jaguar first down. Gain of 4 on the play. They unpile and Mekhi Hill on the stop. As Patton moves the sticks again. So, yeah, coming into tonight, again, you had, I think I counted 4 guys with over 200 yards or over 150 yards, rather, rushing. We haven't even seen Drew Mayers yet. First and 10. Gives Patton into the secondary again. He's down inside the 25 to the 24. Give him 11 more.
And this is with Garner Valley's most productive running back out of the game, right?
Well, right. Danny Guy did not even suit up tonight. He's out with an injury. And Bertone was his, you know, in theory, his replacement. Although they have 5 or 6 guys to do the similar things. But Bertone has been out. He's only carried it 4 times. And Patton split with Buttermore in the backfield again. Option to the left, late pitch to Buttermore, and he cuts inside, shakes a tackle to 20, the 15, and Hara and Morris wrestle him down at the 11.
That was a couple of broken tackles there as well.
Yep, you're starting to see some fatigue there.
Absolutely.
Panthers in good position. Absolutely.
And then get run over.
And just, yeah, Buttermore in terrific shape. Again, Syracuse recruit for lacrosse, and that is some big-time lacrosse. Terrific program, but he is, as advertised, one of the best athletes in the Central League on the football field here. Tight end to the left is John Rickey. Backs are split. Botched handoff momentarily, but nice work by Giuliano to recover. He put that in the belly of Patton and wasn't too sure he wanted to let it go. Good decision to keep it.
We got somebody for Haven
down. And wrestled down to the 5-yard line.
Who is that?
And we'll keep an eye on who this is here. We'll see. We'll check the injury in a moment here.
Yeah, he's just down. We can't see
up.
A number.
This is
79?
That's Big Brandon King. That's your big... That's your best or biggest defensive tackle there.
All right, let's go to a quick break.
All right, we'll hope the best for Brandon here in a moment. Take a short time out. Be back in just a moment. Glad you're listening. Either live or on the archive to havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Mo DeFrank Stadium, and Panthers defensive tackle Brandon King is being helped off very carefully, headed to that far sideline, so not a good sign. Big 79 could be done for the evening. 57 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 28-7 Garnet Valley. They are knocking on the door again from the Panthers' six-yard line. It will be second down and about five when they snap it again. Even when Panthers had things bottled up there, nice play by Nick Giuliano to that ball was nearly fumbled. But in the meantime, they get it set up at the six, about halfway between the hash marks. Mahoney over the ball at center. Giuliano under center, turns, gives Buttermore off the left side. He plows his way to, I believe, a first down. Down inside the one, I think, when they unpile. Give him five, and the Jags are going to have four cracks at it from the one. So the Panthers taking their licks here. And, again, it's special teams errors have hurt them badly, but a couple of nice drives here for Garnet Valley in between. Giuliano turns, gives Buttermore off the left side into the end zone for the touchdown. Jacob Buttermore scored on a punt return earlier. Now his seventh rushing touchdown of the season has stretched the lead to four scores, extra point pending.
Well, this is an unfortunate turn of events for the Panthers. They had been playing well, I thought, all year long. I think there were some issues with, you know, their tackling. There were other issues, but they were hanging in there. And this is just, three major special team mistakes that led to touchdowns. There's 21 points. And now just an offense that's just driving the ball.
Extra point off the foot of number 10, Jason Rose, for the second time. He and Buttermore have shared the kicking duties. They are 5-for-5 on the extra points altogether. 35-7 Garnet Valley on top. 27 seconds to play here in the third. Be back to see what Strathairn can answer. You're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500.
High short kickoff. This time, Nick O'Connor does signal fair catch and makes it at the 38-yard line. We're back at... almost said George L. King Field. Maybe a little too comfortable here. I don't know. This is place.
They gave us our own little room. And
yep.
The big, big clear. Well, we took the windows down, but it's a big opening. They actually have air conditioning up here. Did you notice that? They have a couple of different small portable air conditioning compressors.
Well, if the season's going to, is that what those are? All right.
Yep.
For me, they were just in the way at the moment.
I
but
understand.
We're okay. But in the meantime, if we're going to start in mid-August every year now, you might as well. All right. John Hara, tight end, moves from left to right. Split end as well, and now flags all over the place. They try to go jet sweep to Jemai Springfield, and you're going to end up with...
illegal procedure.
Illegal procedure. Oh, my. Panthers. Oh, no.
Offsides. Defense.
Okay.
Wow.
Defensive offsides. So, all right. Garnet Valley, is that their first penalty?
I think so.
First flag against Garnet.
Wrong way.
No, yeah, he says the other way. Other way. The officials have made a habit of walking it backwards towards
Strathairn. Did we get these guys from Detroit? No, never mind. I'm sorry.
No.
Where is he going here?
There you go. 5-yard penalty. The first against the Jags comes with 26 seconds to play here in this third quarter. John Hara, tight end to the left. Split end to the right, Tom Foster. Give is to Newline. Into the secondary he goes. The 50, 45, 40. Lowers the shoulder and down inside the 40 to the 39 of Garnet Valley. Gain of, where are they going to put this one? At the 38?
Yep.
Gain of 19 for Nuon. By far his best carry of the evening. He's up to 10 carries for 45 yards, and the Panthers have themselves a first down. 15 seconds, 14 seconds to play here in the third, and Atsevez and Coach Clancy on the far sideline are going to just say, bring it in. We'll catch our breath here and start the fourth quarter in Garnet Valley territory. So with that in mind, we'll take a short timeout with them. Be back for fourth quarter action. It's been all Jaguars for most of the night. They're on top big here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Fourth quarter about to begin here. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and more. Thanks to Pete Fulgenetti for the halftime show, stats and spotting. 35-7. Garnet Valley on top of Strathaven, but the Panthers on the move here. Starting at the 38-yard line of Garnet Valley, moving right to left here in the fourth quarter. A couple quick score updates before they snap it. Marple Newtown has bounced back to take the lead on Haverford, 20-13. Academy Park stretches their lead on Penwood, 24-8. And the Panthers shift. Wing to the left. Give is to Mazur, looking for room off that left side. Cuts it back. He's in the, across the 35, 34, 33-yard line. Gain of 5. Nice work there for Mazur. Good shifty running. And
yeah, I was really surprised. Garner Valley shifted very late before the ball was snapped, and I think we're out of position. I'm not too sure what they're trying to accomplish or what they were reacting to, because the whole front line tended to shift when right after Haven shifted, and that was really late in the play call.
Mazur with 8 carries for 79 yards on the evening. He sets up wing to the left, split end, wing to the right, rather. Split end to the right is Foster. Motion man is Nick O'Connor. Back to pass is Atsevez. Looking, looking. Fires to the outside and coming back to it. Making the grab is Mazur. He's run out of bounds on the far sideline.
Nice.
He picks up 12 and a first down. Great ball from Atsevez.
Yeah, Mazur got himself really wide open. He had some distance between himself and his defender. And Atsevez put it right where he should have. And, you know, we only need to do that another 10 or 12 times, you know.
Second catch of the evening for Mazur. His first two catches on the season, actually. 16 yards receiving for number 25. Atsevez now 6 for 12 for 60 yards and the Panther touchdown. From the 26-yard line at the right hash, Atsevez back. And turns and gives to Nuland, who pushes maybe to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Not much doing there. Whole wall of Garnet jerseys in the way that time. Monticello and 52.
That's that quick
Donegan. Yeah.
That quick hitter play, and I'll tell you, this late in the game, it's tough. Those front defensive linemen for Garnet Valley are played a good game all night long.
Couple of two-way starters on that line, but not many. Major motions from right to left. Nuland off left tackle, and he is slung down. Maybe a yard before Rivnak takes him to the turf. Forward progress will give him 2, and it brings up 3rd down and 8, so 4-down territory certainly. And see how soft they play on the corner here against Tom Foster. Maybe they look for a hitch or a slant, but the hitch has been there. And the flats really have been there all night on hitch.
Yep.
Or,
for every game, really. I mean, it's a matter of whether you want to keep pressing it.
Foster split end to the right on 3rd down and 8. From the 24, back to passes, Atsevez looking. Fires to the outside. He has Foster at the sticks. He turns it upfield and steps out of bounds.
Yep.
On that far sideline. First down at the 14-yard line. Gain of 10.
Now, wouldn't it seem that you just keep doing that till they stop you?
Well, it could. But, again, the Panthers, I will say, honestly, Atsevez has been on the seat of his pants quite a few times tonight. The pass rush, if they're just going to pin their ears back and go get him, a little easier said than done. But here they are, 1st and 10 from the 14. May try it again. Press coverage this time, matched up with Foster. Give is to Nuland. The fullback is wrestled down after maybe two. Brings up second down and 8 from about the 12. Clock ticks early in this fourth quarter, 9:40 and counting to play. Panthers trailing by 4 scores, but trying to get some momentum back offensively. Dozier over the football at the right hash. Wing T look, double wing now. Fullback offset to the left. Motion man is Major. They give it to him on the jet sweep and flags again. The Panthers have had more mistakes on formation and motion tonight than we're used to seeing Kevin Clancy coach team.
You always wonder, you know, when you have a season that there's going to be one game where it's just not a good game. And, of course, you hope that happens against a team that you can beat without too much trouble and it doesn't cost you. Garner Valley is not one of those teams. So it's really cost Haven dearly. And, boy, Garner Valley being the team they are has taken advantage of every single mistake, turned 3 of them into touchdowns. 4 of them, I guess, at this stage of the game.
Second down and 13 now. From the 17-yard line, Atsevez double wing behind him. Gives to Jermaine Springfield on the jet sweep off the right side. He bounces off of one tackle, gives ground, and coming back to this left side. Gets a good block from Atsevez, turns it up at the 20, and nice shoestring tackle on this near sideline. If Jermaine beats him, he's running maybe to the end zone.
Yep.
But good work there by the free safety, Sam Rudolph, to step up, and they lose 3. Well, that play was designed to go all the way to the right. Jermaine had nothing doing. It gave some ground, which is always risky, and you know, still was only a shoestring away from a big game.
Yeah, listen, and he ran around, and he lost 3. Okay, I mean, you're losing the game, so you might as well do what you can to get out there. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But give him 5 points and a star for effort.
Wing T behind Atsevez on 3rd and 16. Motion man is O'Connor. Back to pass is Atsevez looking. Firing on a wheel route. Mazur is out there. He's got it, and he is into the end zone.
Oh, nice
touchdown,
play.
Hunter Mazur. His first receiving touchdown of the year. Wheel route connects in the right flat. Nice delivery. Second touchdown pass of the night from Atsevez, and Mazur in the end zone for the second week in a row. 8:06 to play here in regulation, and they set that up very nicely because, you know, same motion from O'Connor. They ran the flat, and this time he turns it upfield on the wheel, and he was wide open inside the 10. Emmett Young for the extra point now. Atsevez to hold. Ball spotted. Kick is blocked. Absolute jailbreak. 4 red jerseys coming right up the middle, and I think Shane Donegan was the guy to get it. 35-13 is where the scoreboard stands. We'll be back in just a moment. Glad you're listening to High School Football here on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Mo DeFrank Stadium here at Garnet Valley High School. Strathaven answers the Garnet Valley drive with a nice drive of their own. Evan Atsevez connects with Hunter Mazur on a 20-yard scoring strike. Easy for me to say. And with 8:06 to play here in the fourth, 35-13 now. Jaguars on top. Low line drive kick from Emmett Young. It's going to roll away from Buttermore momentarily. He picks it up at the 20 and is going to be wrestled down by 2-3 white jerseys at the 22. So not much doing that time. Kind of a knuckleball of a kick. And the Jags will take over first and 10 at their own 23. 8:02 to play in regulation.
Now, why wouldn't you do an onside kick? If they get the ball and they keep it for, you know, 3 sets of downs, you got 5 minutes left, maybe 4 minutes left. If they get the ball, the onside kick isn't successful and they march down score again, who cares? I mean, you don't want another score, obviously, but the loss is a loss. I would have done an onside kick. There, I said
there
it.
There, you said it. All right. Here we go. Giuliano under center. Two receivers to his right. Backs are split. They give it up the middle for a gain of maybe three. See who that was as they stand up. And that was Lasik in at halfback. So Evan Atsevez tonight, 8 out of 14 for 90 yards and two scoring strikes. That's one of his better statistical efforts of the season. Hunter Mazur's first three catches of the season, all here in the second half. Second down and seven. Give is to Lasik again. He bounces out to the left side, cuts back to the middle, has a first down and more. They'll tumble him at the 35 for a gain of 11, or maybe 9. Let's call it 9. But enough to move the chains as Lasik now up to 90 yards unofficially. But we'll do the best we can. All right, well, more than that, 92. But we'll have to double-check that. Or, oh, are they moving this back?
Yeah, another penalty. Right. I didn't see what it was.
No signal.
They're marching
saw,
off and no signal.
Oh. Spot. Well, they're going to put this back at the 18-yard line. So it must have been a spot foul of some kind. My guess is in the neighborhood of holding. So second down and about 14. 15. Well, yeah, second down about 15 now. We'll spot it at the 18-yard line. Split end to the right is Colin Davis. Two tight end set. Give is the first man through and going nowhere thanks to Ryan Morris. Lasik has stopped after a gain of just two. So, third down and 12 upcoming, and if the Panthers can get the defense off the field here, 6:46 and counting to play here in the third. Sorry, in the fourth. Still time to...
Better yet, a turnover.
Get a, yeah, time to get something going here. Two receivers to the right. Panthers need a stop on third down and almost 13. Ball loose, scramble for it. You called it, Mike. You said turnover, and the Panthers are on it.
Oh.
Juggled handoff, and guess who is on top of it? Jake Fisher. He has landed on more fumbles and interceptions this year. He is always around the ball in 15 and white and silver and black. On top of it, second fumble of the night for Garnet Valley. And now the Panthers in business at the 17-yard line, 6:24 remaining in regulation.
All right, guys, come on. Make it work.
Okay. What can they come up with from the 17?
I would throw. I mean, I think he's wide open on almost every play. Let's see what they're
Radnor
doing.
Radnor on top of Conestoga, 10-0. Back to pass, Atsevez rolling to his right. Firing to the outside and incomplete. There is no receiver in the area there.
No, I don't know what they're going to flag it. Nope.
Yeah, Garnet Valley sideline saying there is absolutely no one even outside the hash mark. You know, in the NFL, you're allowed outside the tackle box and throw it away. High school, there is no rule like that of any kind. Panthers get catch a break there.
Yep.
There was literally no Panther even outside the hash mark, and Atsevez threw it off the sideline. At any rate, they catch a break. Second and 10, back to pass. Fires to the outside. He's got a man, Foster, who tiptoes on that far sideline. It's going to be very near first down yardage inside the 10. We'll see where they spot this. Just shy.
To me, these kind of pass plays, when done again and again and again, is where the quarterbacks and the receivers really get into sync. Now, the problem is you're dealing with 16- and 17-year-old kids, and there's not a consistency factor in most cases. But to establish it as a viable, you know, way to play the game, I think is reasonable, particularly when you're having trouble with your running game.
Third and one. Give us the new line off left tackle. Second effort. I don't see. Still
no,
not going to get it.
Nope.
He's still going to be short. Panthers are going to be fourth and one now from the nine. No gain for the big fullback. 49 yards on 14 carries for Nulon. Foster, six catches for 63 yards and a touchdown. Well below his 29 yards per catch coming in, but by far, six catches. He only had 11 the rest coming in on the whole season.
No,
so
he definitely
they've opened it up.
Yep.
Fourth and a yard. Atsevez, under center, gives to O'Connor,
nothing.
And he is absolutely buried.
Jeez.
Loss on the play, and the Garnet Valley defense says, no, sir. Two stops. On third and one and fourth and one, Coslett and Joe Thomas wrap it up.
Really complete jailbreaks for Garner Valley. They just total penetration. They were all in the backfield.
I thought you might go hard count there. Maybe a hard count and see if you can get them to jump. But at any rate, it's backed up to the 13-yard line. O'Connor had no chance.
I'll tell you, the way Havens is playing tonight, I think Clancy might have been afraid to do a hard count and need to jump.
Yeah, that's true.
His kids would jump.
That's true. Yeah, they have been sloppy, to say the least, on formation. And certainly the special teams errors tonight have really been the story. 35-13. Jags take over, first and 10 at their own 13-yard line. Give inside, and this is Lassick running through tackles. John Hara again on the stop, and this one 12 yards downfield. I have to say, you know, when was the last time a defensive end led the team in tackles?
Yeah,
because
it's crazy.
He's darn close to doing it. And, yep. You know, formation and or defensive scheme aside, this young man makes tackles 10, 12, 15 yards downfield. Rushing a passer, it's amazing.
And you're seeing a running back run down. And who's catching up to him?
Yeah.
Hara.
Six foot nine, yep.
Playing on the line.
Gain of 12 takes it out to the 25-yard line. First and 10, Jags. They turn and give it to Lassick. Cuts inside. He pushes his way to the baby, the 30. Another gain of 5. Second down and 5 upcoming. Lassick has picked up 17 more yards in his last two totes. So he's up to 100 on the evening on just 9 carries, including a 31-yard touchdown run late in that second quarter. Jags content to run clock here. 4:30 and counting to play in the fourth. Second down and 5. From the 30-yard line, Giuliano turns. Given Lassick is... Oh, wow, they almost had him. He still pushes forward. He's going to be near first down yardage here. Belleville had him for a loss of 3 or 4, I thought. Couldn't quite bring him down. A great job by Lassick to put his hand down, catch himself, and burst forward for 4 more.
Well, that pretty much is the scenario for the entire night for Strathaven. They just... Even when they got him, they don't have him.
3:55 and counting to play. And here on third down and 1, the Jags can convert and then melt the clock, perhaps. Give inside the fullback Patton, and he's going to be short.
Boy,
he's going to be short. Nice work by Belleville that time. He hung on that time and stops him. Let's see. I think he's still a yard shy. And now 4th and 1.
Now, if you're Garner Valley, I just punted. I mean, you're leading. Yeah. Why would you bother to try again? Somebody can
Belleville get hurt. And Morris on the stop.
Really? They're
4th and 1. I don't know if they'll go or they might just decide to run as much clock as they can and then call timeout. No, they are going to go for it. Berba checks out. Wooten checks in as a second tight end.
I mean, it's a fairly, you're 4th and maybe half, maybe a foot.
Jags think if you pick up your first down, you're going to basically run out the clock with 4 more snaps. They'll try it here, 4th and 1 yard. They turn, they give it, and off the left side, first down and more. Buttermore across the 40, out to the 44-yard line, gain of 10. Panthers blitz from the outside, but they picked the wrong side.
Yep.
They ran away from it, and Buttermore rips off 10. Another first down, and now with 2:53 and counting to play here in regulation, Jags are going to be awfully close to being able to just run out this clock. So... Garnet Valley, 2 minutes and change away from moving to 6-2. Panthers close to falling to 3-5, but Radnor next week. Still lots of hope here for the Panthers, playoff-wise, and certainly Garnet Valley in better shape now. Give is on first down to Lassick, and it's Belleville shooting in to make the stop.
That's the play they needed just one play ago, but that's okay.
No gain on the play. On the 11th carry of the night for Matt Lassick. Malvern Prep is battling their way back. They were down 3 scores, and now they're down only 34-31 to Episcopal. So we'll keep you posted on a few other scores here. Pottsgrove has taken the lead on Phoenixville, 28-24. That's back to where we thought it would be. Here we go, second down and 10. Give is the second man through, pushing out to the midfield stripe. And then a flag comes in late. There's going to be an unnecessary roughness call post-play here. It the result of the penalty will give Garnet Valley a first down. So Patton goes for six, and they're going to march it 15 yards closer to the Strathaven end zone. They're going to snap this from the 35-yard line, and with 1:39 to play in regulation, Garnet now can, I believe, just take a knee. So we will see what they decide to do, but well over 300 yards rushing. They might even not be up to 400 without, I'm not going to pull out a calculator here, but well over 300 yards on the ground for Garnet Valley. They've attempted how many passes tonight?
Zero.
That's just one less than what they attempted against Haverford.
Strathaven's got a timeout.
Strathaven will call timeout and say 1:35 to play here in regulation.
Let me calm these guys down.
You have a disclaimer to play, Mike, or you want to talk about some scores? All right, well, score updates. Radnor has gone final. Radnor has beaten Conestoga 10-0, so in a game much closer than a lot of people thought it would be. But Radnor moves to 3-5. Strathaven is about to fall to 3-5. So next week's game is very likely for a playoff berth for one or the other. We will talk more about that as the week goes on. Abington all over Truman, 42-21. Archbishop Carroll is on the board. They were being shut out badly by Archbishop Wood. Westchester East has stretched their lead on Sun Valley 15-0. That does not help Strathaven's hopes. You kind of wanted Westchester East to lose out. In this case, Garnet Valley with 1:35 left on the game clock, under center in victory formation. Juliano takes a snap, takes a knee, starts the clock. Moves it to second down and 10. But Garnet will need to snap it maybe two more times, and then everybody will line up at midfield. 35-13 is your score. Garnet Valley taking full advantage of three terrible Strathaven mistakes in the special teams game tonight. A false start or illegal procedure penalty wipes out a punt. They re-kick, and Buttermore goes 68 on a reverse for a touchdown. A low punt snap that the punter had to fall on gave them a short field just minutes later, made it 14-0. And then what was our third special teams penalty or problem? It was the...
towards the end of the...
in the third quarter, right?
And there's so many of them, I can't remember them all.
It was... the muffed punt.
Yeah, the muffed
punt. The punt. Right. Strathaven got a great defensive stop from Lee Holbert on third and short. And then a sideways hop... hits one of the return men in another short field. Garnet cashes in, and 21 points later, off of three terrible Strathaven special teams mistake, is essentially your margin of victory here.
Yep.
35-13, players starting to shake hands and slap helmets here at the line of scrimmage, but everybody's going to line up here at the midfield stripe as the clock ticks down. 12 seconds, 11 seconds, 10 seconds. Congratulations to Coach Mike Rickey on his 200th win. We were talking before the game. He didn't even know it. He had no idea that it was would be win number 200 tonight, and it has come on homecoming weekend here at Garnet Valley High School. Congrats to the Jaguars. 35-13. They move to 6-2. Strathaven falls to 3-5 in a big, big game next week against Radnor, and we will be thrilled to bring it to you right here on havenfootball.net. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment for a quick post-game recap. Glad you joined us, either live or on the archive, right here on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Moda Frank Field here in Glen Mills. Garnet Valley 35, Strathaven 13. Congratulations to head coach Mike Rickey on his 200th win here at Garnet Valley. Exciting times and a great weekend here at Garnet Valley at homecoming weekend, but not quite as good for Strathaven tonight. Just they've had their moments. They moved the ball. They had a couple of big plays, but just a sloppy effort. Way too much laundry on the field. Yellow flags everywhere, and boy, were they big-time mistakes on the special teams game tonight. So, Mike, you know, well, you can only talk about it for so long, and but let's think ahead. 7 days from now, you are.
I was going to say, you got to take on Radnor, and, yep. And that you got to win that one because we don't know what the chances are to go out and beat Marple Newtown. So you got to if you lose Radnor and then lose Marple Newtown, your season is over, and you may not even have an 11th game because Phoenixville may get in, which means that your season will end with a loss to Marple Newtown. So you have to regroup, get back, win this game next Friday, and then go out and hopefully put together an upset for Marple Newtown, and that should get you some pretty good position in the playoffs. Otherwise, you're going to play in a number one or number two seed.
Maybe.
Most likely.
Maybe. Big upset tonight up in the Suburban One League. Quakertown 21, Upper Moreland 7. That has gone final, and that will be an enormous help for Strathaven as Upper Moreland falls to a 2-5 Quakertown team, and Upper Moreland still has to play Upper Dublin. So, again, no easy task there for Upper Moreland. They are likely in the neighborhood of maybe 4-6 when it's all said and done. So the Panthers do get some help there. Springfield is about to put things away tonight on Pencrest, rather. But you can check out all the scores in the days ahead on havenfootball.net. Thanks again to Athletic Director Seth Bruner and everybody here at Garnet Valley. It's a terrific night, terrific setup over here. We're thrilled to be here again. But the Panthers fall to 1-7 all-time against Garnet Valley. Still have yet to win a game here at this field. One day they're going to turn it around and put it all together and do it.
But not today.
Not tonight. So congrats to the Jags for their sixth victory on the season. They moved to 6-2. Thanks again to Pete Fulgenetti for the stat spotting and all the halftime show. And thanks, as always, to Mike Mayer for what he does during the broadcast with the engineering, color commentary, but really everything else that is havenfootball.net on the website. Check us out in the days ahead for scores and updates for next week. We'll be on the air for Radnor next week. Great game, everybody. Good night. Brian Carroll signing off. Good night, everyone, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.